Cormier has done something to them.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It is me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Bubba Jenkins, Colleen Schneider, and the very talented CB Gold. I'm super, super excited about that. We got Bubba and Colleen in studio, which is awesome.
In the house.
Yeah, in my actual studio. We also have Zach Cummings calling in, who just had a huge win, as well as Ray Rodriguez, who's an LFA fighter who has won 8 in a row. Started off his career 5-4. He's now won 8 in a row. He's now 12-4. So it's pretty damn cool. Bubba, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm like grandma cookies, man. I'm always good. Chilling, loving life. My son's birthday. He's going to be 3 years old, man.
Wow, dream.
It's coming. Dream, yes. He'll be 3 years old this weekend.
And so. how's the new one?
The new one is awesome.
Her name is BLM, right?
Her name is Jade Ivory.
Oh, Jade Ivory, okay.
And she's got a big ass head.
Really?
She's in the 99 percentile of heads.
That sucks
for her
mom.
Your wife said you gave both kids a big head.
Yeah, she did.
The mom, like, she has to come out of the...
No, we did C-section, so...
Oh, okay. So your wife's vagina is tight and good.
Yes, that's all me. Yeah. Jay didn't have any parts to do with that. And she's breastfeeding, so those are mine, too.
Good.
You're stealing from the baby's
bottle.
Milk?
From the bottle. Those breasts are mine.
Is it hard now having another kid? Is it way more difficult, or kind of you got it on the wraps? What's the deal?
Fuck yeah, it's way more difficult. Is having two dogs more difficult?
No, it's really not.
That's why everyone gets two.
They kind of play with each other.
Why was it? Hell no.
Yeah,
it's not easier. It's more.
Yeah, but here's the thing: the 3-year-old and the baby can't just take care of each other.
That's a good point. Right.
You can't leave the 3-year-old home alone while they go to the movies and dinner to watch the little one?
But Child Protective Services.
Look what happened. Actually, then you can blame my sister because it was her responsibility. She fucked it up.
There's a lot of people to blame for you, CB. Now,
get started.
Now, Bubba, last time we saw you, we got to talk about like your life, man.
Life?
Yes. We got to talk about your life.
The baby is not mine.
The baby is yours.
The lie detector. Tez, that was not true.
Now,
what's up, man?
Okay, so you're training at Kings. Still training at Kings?
Yeah, still training at Kings.
I heard you were going well. Then you got injured, right?
Yep.
You fucked up your foot.
You broke my foot.
Broke your foot, kicking somebody or something, or
that's usually
yeah.
He was trying to kick Verdum in the forehead, and you missed.
Which happens. Then next thing you know, I'm following you on Facebook, and you take a fight on 1 week notice, to England.
Yes, which was awesome. Liverpool was awesome.
Yes.
Manchester was awesome.
Were you the
only
black person in England?
I want to say Saul Rogers.
Saul Rogers and MVP.
But he was there
at that time, though?
Yeah, no, I know. We were on the same card.
There's more.
Yeah, there was another black guy.
So you take a fight with 1 week notice, which is never a good idea, unless... especially in England, because you got the time difference.
Yep.
You got how long?
10 hours of flight.
10 hour flight.
Ooh. 10 hours behind.
And you're flighting 10 pounds up. You're flighting 10 pounds up. So
15.
15. Well, no, we'll get to that. So you took the fight at 155.
Yes.
Now at that time though, you were looking a little heavy last time I saw you.
I'm always Jack, bro.
Right.
I'm somebody's daddy. Always Jack.
But you still have to cut weight, right?
Well, everyone has to.
But you
have to
go from what 170 to 50 to 55 about.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Then
I wasn't getting ready for a wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Right.
You know, I just kind of found out about the fight and was like,
okay,
let's do it.
Before the show started, I said I'm losing weight for my wedding. But okay. So
he's trying to lose weight for his wedding.
Right, exactly. So then
looking very similar to last time I seen you.
Thank you. And so are you. Still all right. So then the guy misses weight.
He misses weight.
By how much?
I don't think he ever really weighed in. He was hurting. Then the day of, we saw him in the workout room earlier that morning. He was still, and this is obviously not American weight. This is kilos and shit, so it's different in your head. But 1 kilo is 2.2 pounds, and he was still about. Day of, he was still about 3 or 4 kilos over.
So we're talking about
trying to cut at that point?
Oh, he was dying. Yeah, he was. If you can, I mean, I would say he just got done cutting. He was on the ground with his eyes in the back of his head cutting. So, he was hurting.
Already 8 pounds over 55. About. Yeah. So he's like 163.
Yeah.
But you made weight.
Yes.
So you make weight. And at that point.
I always make weight,
At that
bro.
Point, if you don't fight, you still get paid?
Yes.
So you took the fight.
Yes.
Why would you? So why? I mean, you're already fighting 10 pounds up.
Yep. Well, first of all, you know me as the fighter. You know, right. I'm a fighter. I don't take 10-hour flights and shit like that just to come and see the sights. First it was my first handshake with this organization. So I don't want to fly, especially a Russian organization. A little sketchy, you know. You don't want to fly out to this organization on the Russian handshake and be like, "Oh yeah, I mean, I know I was supposed to fight, but you know, I'll just take the free trip." The risk and the reward, you know, the pros and cons of it was just way too awesome to miss.
But you still would have got paid, and you are, yes. You know, I mean, you do have a lot of weight behind. You do have people. Bubba Jenkins is a big name in combat sports. National champion, you know, Bellator. So they still would have given you another fight.
In
hindsight.
Yeah.
So you take the fight, all right? Now you go into the fight. First round, you blast double the guy. Boom.
I'm smashing, dog.
Some of your defense was a little bit unconventional.
Unconventional person.
When he had you in the armbar, you
talking about my one arm curl?
When you started curling him and then spiking him on his head.
My one arm curl. It was time to lift weights. It's been a while since I had hit the pump. So
I think Frank Mir was saying like you're doing everything wrong, but that you're very athletic and it was still working for you.
Well, that's usually how black people do it.
Okay, all right. Now the second round. Okay, you look tired.
Oh, bro, tired ain't even the word. I wish I was tired. I was dying. I was gassing. You know what I mean? Like I said, with it being, 10 hours behind and 10-hour flight and then having to lose some weight on top of it and just kind of finding out. I mean, I haven't been able to run. That's a little bit why I was getting so jacked, because I haven't been able to run. So a lot of my time that I usually spend running was spent, doing weightlifting or something like that. So I just got super jacked. And because of my foot, I wasn't able to get the conditioning that I wanted. You know, bike riding ain't the same.
At that point, the second round, are you saying to yourself, why the fuck did I agree to this?
No, I never. What is it? What is the word I'm looking for when you?
Second guess.
I never regretted that. You know, I knew that I wasn't in full fight camp fight. You know, this guy shape. But the biggest thing about his fights were if he doesn't win in the first round, he's got 23 wins with 22 first round finishes. So it's like a lot, and he's quit on the stool about four or five times.
And your coach beat him. No. The guy that you coach beat him.
No, right. The guy that I train with. I don't coach this kid. He's the champ at 155. And he's beat him. He's beat that guy twice.
And how do you do that guy in practice?
I do work.
Which is probably why you agreed to this, because you're like,
It was another. It played into the fact that this is a good fight for me.
Because when I said that, I go, well, how the fuck? And he goes, well, actually, Bubba is the coach or trains with the guy, and I'm like, right. Bubba probably schools him in fucking practice and says
all the time,
if this guy beat him, I can beat him. At that point, I'm like, okay, now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to do MMA math. Like, this guy wins, so that guy beats this guy, and then they'll, right. You never want to do that, because your calculations are matchups are everything. But it all came down to it just being a very, very short notice, and I never had, all my full camp fights usually are really good. But if I have anything like short fights, my first loss was a short notice fight, and I kind of, being young and talented, you kind of take these risks, There was a lot of reward to me being a 45 pounder bumping up on a short notice with the new organization, flying all the way there and beating basically. I mean, this guy fought for a title in December. Mm-hmm. This is now March. If I beat one of their best guys, one of their top three best guys at 55 up a weight on a short notice, the reward is massive. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about like the Conor McGregor Diaz fight. If Diaz doesn't win the second fight or win the first fight, the risk is he lost to 145 pounder.
Diaz doesn't fly 10 hours and fight the thing.
I'm talking about McGregor, risk and reward.
McGregor makes weight. Okay, fine. There's a lot of differences. And he's also getting $500,000. I don't think you were getting $500,000 for this
fight.
No,
but I was getting paid very well.
You're getting paid very well.
Very well.
Now, he caught you in some strange fucking submission I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I mean, you went out. It was fucking. I was like, holy shit.
You know how I do that.
I haven't seen the fight. What was the sub?
I don't know, some fucking toe jam, foot, ankle lock, neck thing. I don't know.
It was almost like a single arm triangle. Instead of coming over with the second leg, with the top leg going under that knee, he was using his arm, and he had his arm, like the base of his forearm, was on the side of Bubba's neck, and he was basically pulling
his ankle,
foot.
I've never
to pull
seen
back
it before.
And cause pressure here, so it's almost like a triangle nutcracker.
And you do it with your own arm.
Yeah, you connect. You grab your wrist to your ankle.
Almost like an Eddie Bravo type move where he's
yeah, it was
on
like I was
bottom.
Coming out the back door. And I was just too tired to continue to come out the back door, and my big ass head got trapped.
Yeah.
I think that triangle was like a nutcracker with a triangle.
But I was like, I mean, it was really upsetting to watch. Like, I was upset because number one, you were winning. You looked so good in the first.
You still sound upset about it.
He sounds sadder than I am.
Right? No, yeah. Shitty situation you were in, and yeah. then you got caught in some. You look like your eyes roll back, like an exorcist or something.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when you go out, you know, your eyes do different things when you go to sleep.
Well, talk
you know?
To me about this. So tell me
about what part?
Everything. Is that the what, tell me what you would do differently.
Adam's really upset right now.
Talk to me about this fight.
What I would do differently. I wouldn't do anything differently except maybe lose the second round instead of trying to wrestle out of that position and like, oh, let's salvage this round. I probably should have just caught my breath because I was gassing. I mean, I was tired coming off the stool starting the second round. I mean, I cut a pretty good amount of weight short time, and the guy was super strong. Plus, I don't think he ever made weight. So I believe that last 4 or 5 pounds of not making weight are a massive difference in the fight. You know what I mean? Everyone knows that the last 5 pounds are like... Those are the mind pounds. Those are the grind pounds. Those are what makes a difference. So I think had I just not decided, okay, I want to salvage this area and win this round or win this last minute of position and just, you know, caught my breath, allowed him to control the, you know, my back and just not get submitted and then come out for the third round and try to get a takedown or just have a better third round than I just had in my set. Cause now it's 1-1.
But cardio wise, I mean, like maybe.
There was nothing I could do different cardio wise other than not take the fight.
Why go to a fight where you haven't ran in 2 months?
Cause it's been 7 months since I fought.
I was stuck on this. Cause sometimes you just want to fucking fight and you look at it and you're like, yeah, I might not be in the best shape and I might not have a full camp, but I can fucking beat this guy and I'm going to go do it.
That's right.
Like that's the attitude you have as a fighter.
As a fighter.
But the one thing, I mean, a fight's hard enough to win when it's just you versus the other guy. Right. But to take a fight and fly
Dude,
to
because but think about all
perfect.
The rewards
nothing's
to that.
Ever perfect. Yeah, you look at the risk rewards and
look at all the rewards to that. I coming off a 8 month layoff, coming off the 10 fight, a 10 hour flight, cutting the weight, beating their guy at 55. I mean, all the rewards to that, dog. I control everything in this organization if I win that fight. And it was still a really good you know, you usually don't gain when you lose like that. You know, when you lose that fight in the organization, you usually don't take steps forward. And with the way that I did that and being professional and taking the fight and all the stuff that I did to basically get to that defeat, I gained a lot of power with the organization. They're going to let me do a lot of things. They're going to set me up, you know, beautifully as good. Far as like, you know,
well, I'm happy.
Fighting
I mean,
and position.
There was a guy who commented,
and I still want some good money.
Everybody on your Facebook page was like, good job, blah, blah, blah. We'll get him next time, blah, blah, blah. And there was one guy that I agree with, and your mom agreed with him too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yo, family, we got to stop taking these fucking fights on short notice.
That was my
fight.
Cousin.
Your cousin's right.
He's a professional boxer.
Your cousin's right. You listen to your cousin. Your cousin yeah. knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, of course. But like I said, when you're young and talented, you take these risks. You know what I mean?
Your mom
like,
liked it.
Yeah, well, because it's my cousin.
Right.
She don't like anything with our family.
I mean,
he got paid good yeah. money, and he's still in a good position with the organization.
Absolutely.
I know, but I
tell him.
But Bubba's a star.
Man, preach
want,
to this,
I like
man.
Bubba,
I don't think
I
want to
see Bubba give himself in the best position to win. And your wife. Honestly, I like your wife. But she's fucking screaming at you. Like, I thought maybe you...
She's a motivator.
I thought maybe you put yourself out on purpose because she was yelling at you. Like, did that happen? Because she was
I
like,
didn't hear her.
I heard her. From
get
fucking
up, Jesse. Get up. Get up,
yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah, I heard her from here. Like, yeah. I, my TV wasn't even fucking on. She was like, get up, Jesse! Yeah. I mean, she wasn't even telling you, like take his leg, put it there.
Well, she doesn't know that.
How much do you think she knows about her? Yeah.
Stop screaming at you because the last thing, I like your wife, and I'm going to see her at the wedding. I'm a fan of your wife, but she's got to stop screaming at you.
She doesn't like you anymore.
Fuck it. I don't like to see him get screamed at like that. That was not cool. Like,
oh, I don't know what part you're talking about.
She
so.
Put me to sleep. I'm going back to bed.
It's like 11 o'clock.
Well, I mean, a lot of times when your significant other, whether it's yelling good advice or whether there's yelling and anything, I mean, sometimes that gives you a drive. And all I think she was trying to do was give me that.
You didn't hear her screaming?
No.
Come on.
Listen, no, it's like really stressful to watch someone you're with or you care about fight. So sometimes that just comes out as you're nervous and anxious and worried. So all you can do is yell.
Yeah, but she should.
I don't think she thought she was necessarily giving him helpful advice.
She
I don't know.
I heard you
she was
no
probably
corner.
Just worried.
It was just your wife in the corner.
No, it was Jacob Harmon. He was in my corner.
All right.
Jacob. Okay. But no, I mean, I would have took my wife in the corner for sure.
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, your wife was yelling. It was like, it reminded me how like my stepmom used to yell at me when I slipped on the couch. Like, get off the fucking couch. Like, I was having flashbacks. I was like, man, this fucking guy is so tired. Took a fight on fucking 2 days notice.
Yeah.
The guy missed weight.
I'm
then
done trying to talk
wife
Adam
yelling
out of
at you. I thought you, honestly, you were like, fucking, like, went to bed on purpose because of your fucking wife.
So. Nah, definitely not. Right, definitely well, not. But, no, man, I don't, like I said, I don't regret anything about the fight. I mean, I'm in a really good position, and I think we're fighting again June 17th in Manchester.
Okay, well, I want you to wait till June 16th to train.
Against?
We don't have an opponent yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I might be fighting at the end of June, if they will allow it, in L.A., which
well,
would
then,
be
let's
awesome.
Not do the fucking
wait, that ACB's same... coming to L.A. again?
Mm-hmm. Forget the two fights. Let's do one fight.
What happened
fight.
To that first promotion no one showed up to, right?
The one that was in L.A. before? Yeah. I guess it did decent.
Like, it was a great card, but no one
even
came.
The fighters didn't show up.
Well, here was the thing. Like, I was talking to...
They have a lot of fights
too many fucking
in one
fights.
Night.
They start, I mean...
Less show.
Plus, they don't have
more
order.
Fights.
Yeah, but it's
they don't
like,
have an order either.
I mean, it does get a little ridiculous. I mean, yeah. they're like they don't even, like, an interview people. They just go, all right, next up. It's like almost
no
like,
show, more
like
fights.
Yo, I honestly, as being one of the guys in the back, I actually liked it. You know what I mean? As a fighter...
The pace is fast.
Yeah, the pace is fast. I mean, there was a couple things that were like straight Russian shady. Like, they cut my dreads.
What?
Yeah, they cut my dreads. Like, they're on my walkout. Because I have, you know, if you guys see, I have these little silver things in my hair. And I've had them all weekend. I had them during the weigh-ins. I had them during the check. And everybody's like, oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. And they didn't have my gloves. They couldn't find large gloves, so we stole some from some other Russian dude that just fought and won. So it's like, you know, if...
So it's double fight, one glove?
Well, yeah, no, it was sweet. It was two fights with one glove. Golly. All right, so they didn't have my gloves. And then on the way out, they were like, oh, we got to look at your hair. And I'm like, yo, you've been looking at my hair all weekend. So basically they were telling me I had my hair in a braided dread, and they basically came in and cut the little silver pieces out of my head.
Was it the athletic commission or people from the promotion?
People from the promotion.
It was Russian supercuts.
Yeah, it was Russian supercuts. And that definitely did not, like... It kind of pissed me off a lot to the point where, like, my focus is a little bit off at that moment. You know what I mean? That had nothing to do with the way I fought, but my preparation, my mindset going out there fucking pissed me off. And, you know, the frustration of, like, yo, I'm up in two fights and I don't even have gloves yet. You know what I mean?
I just know, Bubba, man. I talked to Jake Allenberger about you, and he said you could be one of the best in the world.
Yeah, me and Jake go at it, man.
He said you have everything there. And Jake wouldn't lie to me. Because, like, I'll ask Jake, how's this guy... well, he's there, you know. Say, hold on, he won't.
But what you sound like, okay? And this is where you got to understand who I am. What you sound like is like I'm 38. I got two fights left in my career, and I just wasted one of them doing that shit. Yo, I'm young, fine, handsome, and black, and I got a long career ahead of me. You know,
yes.
And you learn from these type of things. Like I said, I saw a ton of reward. And very minimum
but
risk.
What I see, though, is I see – when I look at you, Bubba, I see a winner, okay? I see
That's
a
right.
guy, a national champion. I
That's
see
right.
how fuck – I see a guy that got kicked off Penn State, came back, and beat the kid that replaced him.
That's right.
Okay, I see
so,
a
– So what are you missing in this story?
You got to be smart, man. You got to treat yourself like a
that
fucking –
That was brilliant.
That wasn't smart, man.
It was brilliant, bro.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was listen, not smart. Was going out brilliant. Going out and getting fucking – after the Georgie thing,
but
going
listen,
out there
so,
getting
but
fucking,
like, okay, so you
smart.
Say – yeah, it's not smart, right?
Yeah.
Because I lost. Now, I come out in the second round and I finish him with all the same things. What's the difference? Oh, that's fucking awesome. That was brilliant.
Okay,
on an 8-day notice, this dude got paid stacks.
No, no.
Like,
when you fought Gotti, what's his name?
Gaiuti
Yamauchi. Goiti Yamauchi, you didn't fucking gas, okay? When you fought Parsons,
yeah, I had a full camp.
Full tank.
I had a full camp.
You've never gassed before in a fight. When the second round,
not true, but I
think
guess,
I might have been able to beat you. On the second round, you look like you had nothing.
I don't know if you might not have known me.
Up, though.
That's the fucking, that's part of it, okay? So if you have no energy and you're fighting a guy 15 pounds up who lives in Russia, who fucking, you know, went over there, it's not putting us, you're a fucking champ, dude. You gotta treat yourself like a champion.
But if I would have won, how great would that have been, bro? What you're saying is, yo.
Yeah, but you're not a knockout artist. I mean, you have power.
But he was a wrestler. I'm a wrestler. Let's wrestle.
Oh, but it wasn't a wrestling match, and you can't.
Yeah, it kind of was though. It kind of was.
Things. All right, you get the point. Okay?
Yeah, I get the point. But we just, the thing about me and you, we just see life from two different perspectives. You look at the hindsight and look at the results of it. I look at the process of it and where I can go from it. Like you see as being you see as a situation being held back as failure or lack of progress. I see a situation as being held back as the moment right before propelling forward.
Because, but you know what it is that, like, Bubba, you're not losing. Okay, I still think you can beat Georgie. Okay. I think that,
you know what? Me too, bro.
I think you can beat this guy. I don't think there's a guy out there.
Yo, they're gonna, if they said we want the rematch after, you know, I do some winning at 45. If we want the rematch, they'll bring it to.
I don't think there's a guy
America.
You can't beat.
They'll bring it to America.
I think
America,
the best Bubba
be
can
awesome.
Beat anybody out there. Honestly.
Yeah, a full cap. Yeah, for sure.
But you got to put yourself in a situation where you're giving the best opportunity to win.
Yeah, but I also got I also have to support my family. You know what I mean? Like when
you make $100 an hour coaching wrestling.
Yeah, but it was wrestling season, so I'm not coaching a million other people. I'm coaching my team. Therefore, I stopped coaching other people at that time. Okay. But listen, I'm a professional fighter. I'm not a professional wrestling coach. I'm a professional fighter, and I had not fought since August. So it is now March. How do you think I'm feeding my family?
I don't care.
Yo, but that's the thing. You don't care. Okay. I do care.
Okay.
Like,
all right, fine.
Seeing my son not be able to get the things he wants because I have not fought in a while.
I watch your son. He looks pretty full. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's because I do a good job of taking these calculated risks.
I don't know, man. You're stubborn, man, and it's your best quality. And
I'm stubborn. You're stubborn about a situation about me.
Stubborn right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you all the positives to it.
Friend, lose to these fucking jabronis. Okay.
Yo, this dude's. Ali Bagoff is not a jabroni.
You can beat him. You can beat all these fucking guys.
Yeah, I can beat a lot of guys that I lost to.
But I don't like you getting gassed in 5 minutes. That's not fucking the best Bubba.
It's probably about 8 minutes.
All right.
It's all coming from love.
It's all coming. No one's telling him this. Yeah, no one's going to fuck.
Bro, you stop. No one's telling me what you told me. Come on. You even just told me my cousin and my mom just agreed with the same thing you were talking about. Come on, people are definitely telling me.
Should I let you take that fight? Your fucking Kings coach should have been like, no, Bubba.
Well, Cordero ain't my daddy, first of all. Second of all, ain't no man going to tell me something I've already agreed in my mind that I'm going to do. I'm a grown-ass man. They don't tell me what to eat.
What's going on?
you gave up. What are we, like 30 minutes in? You're giving up?
It's just fucking fighter intervention right now.
You tried.
I mean, yeah. It's the thing.
The bottom line, real quick, before we get to college, the bottom line is the risk and reward.
I wish you were less talented in some ways.
Yes, me too. I probably wouldn't have took that risk. That's right. And if I was older, I probably wouldn't have took that risk.
Okay, fine, but... getting choked out is not a fucking good thing, dude.
We're back.
Your eyes were coming out your fucking asshole.
I took a nap, bro.
What? Sorry. Colleen, how you doing?
I'm not getting an intervention, right?
You take good. You fucking. You don't go out there to Russia.
I agree with Bubba's reasoning on everything he's saying.
No, you know why? Because she's a fighter.
All right. Okay. How you doing?
Rupees?
I'm great, man.
What's going on with you?
My dog turns 12 tomorrow. He's got his kid turning 3. I got a dog turning 12. That's like comparable, right?
Yeah. He's okay.
My dog also has a big head.
Is he still young and like vibish?
Yeah. I take him running all the time. He's fucking awesome.
That's what it's about.
I heard you switch camps.
I've been at CMMA for like 8-9 months now.
Somebody was like, how do you like that? The guy who's...
Chad George.
Yeah. I fucking love him as a coach. He's awesome. Like, my submission game has gone through the fucking roof being with him. There's just like the way he looks at things and learns and teaches and his whole like mentality about it. You know, I just like vibe right with some people as a coach. Like, I have that with him. I love being there training with him.
Were you with him before your last fight?
He was my coach for that belt. Yeah, he's the reason I won by Anaconda.
That was awesome. I was there. I was one of two people there.
Yeah, you're one of the like 2 dozen people that saw that fight.
me and your corner were there. Yeah. Now,
are you sure the corner didn't leave already?
Pretty much, yes. Now, do you have a fight coming up?
I do. but I can't say anything. I should, like, and by the end of the week, I think I'll be able to talk about it, but I can't right now.
Don't do that, because they'll hurt you if you...
Do
you have a location?
I've learned a lot in this game.
That would tell more, I think, than I'm supposed to tell.
The opponent?
A location.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think Bellator is killing it as far as, like, the shows they're putting on. No one fucking knows about it. For example, this week, Ed Ruth fights... Tyrell Fortune fights.
Daniel Strauss fights.
Alima McFarlane's fighting Jessica Middleton.
But no one's talking about it, which is nonsense.
They promote the hell out of their big marquee shows, like that Forum show and the Madison Square Garden show, and then there's just not much press around all the
shows. They got
the
better talent on this show.
The Moen Ring
Page. Yeah, they do have better talent on this show.
Don't look at me, bro.
Why did you leave? What happened there?
A lot of the stuff that you're already talking about is just... one, miscommunication, a little bit of lack of organization, and just the fact that like he has been so eloquently spitting that I'm a winner, I'm a champion, I'm a fighter, I want to do all these great things, and it was like they were just holding me back.
They have a ton of young up and coming talent, like really fucking talented fighters that they don't
sometimes they market
they should,
yeah they market the
on,
wrong
like,
people
the big old names.
He was brought in under the Bjorn era, and Bjorn loved him. Mm. And then when Coker,
I had a lot of eggs in that basket, and when dumb bitches got scrambled.
I mean, they're doing a lot of things well.
You like that one?
They're continuing to gain traction, but there's definitely.
But it's okay because this guy is one of the best in the world.
Yeah, I'm making it known right now. I'm about to go on a 5-fight win streak right here, right now.
You were on a 5-fight win streak.
Yeah, you're right. But listen, it's happening again.
Hashtag 5-fight win streak.
5-fight win streak. You guys can start counting.
He's about to beat up the three of us and the dog.
I don't know. Dog's pretty tough. The dog's got good cardio.
I'd give the dog.
He's got cardio. Don't catch me in this thing.
Miles has been in fights, man.
He doesn't take short notice fights. Dog fucking trains.
But he never makes weight. You can't tell me he ever made weight.
Yeah, right. The dog will make weight.
Yeah.
All right. Though this week, now who do you like, Strauss or Pitbull? By the way,
I gotta go with my boy D Strizzy. Brown got it back. Brown.
What was he in jail for, by the way? Robbery, right?
Who, Strauss?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm definitely not going
to
be the guy.
Follow-up question to Brown. Got it back, Brown.
What was he in jail for?
I know.
Actually, there's some things that you guys do.
I swear to God, I was reading Fighters Only magazine, and they have those quizzes, like how much do you MMA? And one of the questions was, what was Daniel Strauss in jail for? That was actually
Real fucking question.
Yeah, and
in
it was
a magazine.
Like, and it was like marijuana, arm robbery,
jaywalking.
Or like robbing
Did they not give you the answer?
They did, but I forgot it. I'm pretty sure it was
I'm still sticking.
Look that shit up.
I don't think it was marijuana, because I would have been really mad if it was marijuana.
I hope it was armed robbery. That's the most exciting option.
I hope it was a bank robbery.
Yeah.
Armed bank robbery. That'd be dope.
And he was wearing a ski mask.
Nice. Have you been following the UFC at all? You watching the fights at all?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a fan of all fight organizations except for one.
It's okay. It's all good. Ben Askren's fighting, by the way. He actually has a fight coming up against the 241st person, best person in the world. But
marijuana and MDMA.
He didn't go to jail for that.
That one he didn't go for?
No, he didn't go to jail.
Wait, does that mean you know what he went to jail for and you're not telling us?
Yo, snitches get stitches, dog. I'm not going to be the reason why people know why he went to jail, but I'm obviously not going to be the reason why people think he went to jail for something wrong.
He is the nicest guy, by the way.
Yo, Strauss is the man.
How's he going to win the fight?
Knockout. Pitbull took too many punches.
Think so?
Yeah.
So we're going to call right now a guy, Ray Rodriguez, who's on an eight-fight winning streak.
Fuck. I don't think we're going to reach this dude.
Okay, we're going to call him back. He's on a...
That was amazing.
What was that? That was so weird. All right, I'm going to call him back again. Sorry, called the wrong number. All right, so by the way, this week, who do you like, Cub Swanson or Artem?
Cub.
Artem Lobov.
I can't believe Artem made 45 though.
I can't believe he's the main event. He's like, his record is like 12-15 or something. Like,
yeah, well, he's one of Conor's boys.
He's a Conor right hand.
Yeah. Flowy Artem, flowy.
But his last fight was really good. Although he beat
He's got heavy hands.
Naruto Ishihara.
Yeah, but I don't know how much I would like Ishihara if he wasn't like, I love my Asian bitches. You know,
Gachibo.
Like,
dude, he didn't, yeah, if he didn't awesome. Have
I've trained with him a bunch. He's fucking hysterical.
If
really?
He didn't have yeah. that personality, I don't think he would be like
right.
As
no, I mean he's a good fighter. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but he's walking around with a little banana hammock and fucking all fight week with that Borat bathing suit.
Works for him.
Oh, come on.
Yo, but it, I think it is a good point. I like your Artem in Knockout because it's not like...
I didn't say Knockout yet. I said Upset, but yes, I was thinking Knockout.
How else is Artem going to win?
Yeah.
5 rounds? I don't know. Connor runs in and hits him and punches Cub in the face.
Stop it. No, Cub's not going to take him down or do anything kind of jiu-jitsu-y. Cub's going to be Cub and be swinging with the guy.
He's
but
a black belt, right?
Cub has really good jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he does. See it, and I think he's gonna want to bang with this dude, and Artem got some cement in his.
It's like
blocks.
Bad Asian pussy. I know it exists, but I've never experienced it. So, anyway. All right.
Well, it didn't
I'm
help
just saying,
the fact.
Have you ever had bad Asian pussy? Have
no,
you ever?
Never.
I've no? never had. No. Asian
have you ever
pussy.
Been the girl, Colleen?
How did you get here?
She came in here on a motorcycle, Doc.
Yeah.
She's rode her fair
really?
Share of bikes.
But so, I mean, now you, do you just like fuck around with girls, or do you dated them, or what's the deal? All right, thanks. Okay, so, I'm just saying. All right, so
in case anyone has forgotten out there, the word is dodgeball.
Come on, you can't. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? You, it's something I get to
no,
see.
Now,
you.
Now that I'm newly single, I am open to whatever.
Really?
How about that?
All right.
Equal love.
Hey, Ray, how's it going? Colleen's newly single. How are you?
Well, good, man. Sorry I blocked your call. I installed this Mr. Number thing that's supposed to get rid of the bill collectors, and I guess it got rid of your call.
Yo, I block his call all the time. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me.
He'll text you.
Bubba Jenkins, as well as Colleen Schneider. Ray, how's it going, man?
CB.
And CB Gold. All right,
good. Just got out of practice a little while ago, and I'm actually on my way to one of my classes, man. We're getting close to finals, so just trying to wrap it up, man.
Now you do you still train over at the ranch?
What's that?
Are you still at the ranch with Donald Cerrone and like with Cowboy and those guys?
No, man. I went over there a couple years ago to get ready for a fight that I had with Legacy. Like I said, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, so. I was there for like 2 months, but I've been training back here in San Antonio, Texas for since then, man. So I just kind of went over there to get ready for a specific opponent, but I wasn't living over there or anything like that. Like I wasn't living in Albuquerque. I just went for that specific training camp.
Got it. Now you're on an 8-fight winning streak. You started off your career 5-4, then now you're murdering it, man. You had 4 finishes in a row up until your last fight. What was the change? What was the, like, for people out there that are kind of, you know, need like, that spark, you need a change in life, guide us. Tell us what you did.
Man, I think a lot of it is just falling back in love with, like, what you're doing, you know what I mean? Whenever I was on that, I had a 5-4 record, and I was really just doing it for, I mean, the paycheck, and, I mean, I like fighting, but I wasn't in love with the whole process of training camp and fight week and the fight itself, you know what I mean? Like it was kind of a hobby, and I took a little break after a 2-fight losing streak that I had, and it really only took me like a month or so without training at all to make me realize that this is something I like to do. It was something I was born to do. So ever since then, man, I really just, like I said, fell in love with the sport. Another thing was being able to separate my time, man. Like I said before, I guess I was over, I don't want to say overtraining, but I was just putting so much into it that it just wasn't fun, like I said, man. Like, it was something I was doing to get a paycheck, and I put everything that I had into it, but until I learned to start separating my time, spending more time with the family and going to school and stuff, man, it's helped. So being able to leave the gym and not think about MMA or training at all until I'm back, walking back into those doors is what really helped me, man. So just being able to separate my time and like I said, just falling in love with it, man, it's made a huge, huge, huge difference, man. I love what I'm doing, and it shows with the 7-fight winning streak. I'm beating tough guys, and hopefully, man, I'm pretty close to this LFA title. That's the next goal.
Well, I mean, I saw some of your highlights, and you had like one like 6-second flying knee knockout. That was that was insane. I mean, how long was that that fight last?
Well, that one, let me see, that was my last amateur fight here in San Antonio. I was still in the Army at that time. So that was my last amateur fight. I would say, shit, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And what's crazy is I actually went against that guy in my first jiu-jitsu tournament ever, and he beat the brakes off of me, man. So went into the fight, and he tried to take me down and stop one takedown, and I kind of saw the next one coming, so I went with that flying knee and put him to sleep, man. So
are you still currently in the Army?
No, man. I got out in 2012, but I still go to Fort Hood every once in a while. That was my last duty station. So I'll go over there every once in a while to train with the guys, and I still have a lot of friends who are stationed over there who are professional fighters right now, so I go over there quite a bit, actually.
So how long did you serve for?
I was 6 years. I served 2 years in Europe, 1 year in Iraq, and then my last three I was at Fort Hood.
Well, thank you for that. That's awesome. Thank you for that, for doing that.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure.
And then I saw some of your other highlights. It's pretty cool. You kick off the cage into a Superman punch. That was a pretty cool move.
Yeah, man, listen, I feel like in this sport, if you're not doing flashy stuff or doing stuff to grab the attention of the fans, you're really not going to go anywhere, you know? I mean, obviously winning fights is paramount, but you got to do something to stand out, man. That's why I like throwing flying knees and Superman punches and stuff like that to really get the crowd involved, man. Like, I don't want to be just another run-of-the-mill fighter. I want to be someone who, whenever I'm on the lineup, people want to watch that lineup, you know. And I think it's shown with my popularity here in Texas and with my winning streak as well. It's hard to train for a flying knee coming at your face or a Superman punch off of the cage. You know, that's just not something that's in MMA 101. You know what I mean? So
now I do gotta call you out though, because it does say that you take classes, right? So I was like, oh wow, it's really cool you're in school. It says you're taking square dancing classes, Tai Chi, and fencing. I mean, what the fuck kind of bullshit is this? Really? Fucking square dancing?
Check it out. So, like, my major is kinesiology, right? So not only do I have to take my exercise science classes I need to learn, all of the electives are classes. Like, man, I actually have a fencing class right now at 3 o'clock, and then tomorrow I have a Tai Chi class, but it's just part of the curriculum. As a matter of fact, man, this fencing class, it's not that bad, bro. Like, I thought it was going to be bullshit and kind of boring, but it gets intense. And having someone throwing a sword at your face and trying to get you with it, it's good, man. And there's certain things I've kind of picked up, like to help my jab or whatever, but it's all about what you make of it, you know what I mean? Now, the square dancing, I can't put that shit into my fight career, you know? There's nothing I could do for that. But, I mean, it's just something that I have to do for my degree plan, and I just try to remain optimistic. It's not the coolest shit, but
I'm just giving you a hard time. Bubba, any questions for Ray Rodriguez?
Not many. Sounds like he's in a very good place mentally. A lot of fighters have been there where they're just like, man, this mundane routine of coming in, grinding, waiting for the fight. I mean, everything associated with the fight preparation is all kind of negative. The weight cut, the waiting for the opponent, the making sure every workout and everything is, you know, put into the right place and the right time to make sure that you're successful. It just becomes stressful and more of a job at the time. So when he had to like get away and get that refreshing mental, you know, reblock or recharge, it kind of just opens him up to seeing different things, and he has a whole new perspective. And like he said, the reason why he likes his exciting moves is because he's weighing risk and reward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like how I dropped that one in there? Yeah. Risk and reward. Yeah.
Now Ray, are you single?
No, man, I'm married. I've been married for seven years. I got two kids and one on the way in July, man. I'm getting my two girls and then one, my first boy's coming in July. So,
congrats. Oh, your first boy.
Congratulations.
No, they're so much more awesome than girls.
I was going to say, because
Colleen, way outnumbered here.
Colleen's here, and she's newly single, looking for men and women.
Are you just going to have anyone who calls in just see if you can, like, this is our new dating service?
Pretty much. Now,
hey, if she ever comes, telling you, I got a couple buddies I can hook her up with. I got you, Colleen. Don't worry about it.
If I'm in San Antonio, I'll hit you up, man.
So Ray, when's your next fight?
So I don't know, man. Ever since this last LFA fight, I've been hit up by a couple promoters. I'm talking to Road FC in China.
Oh,
we
nice.
Might have something coming soon in July. Also, European Beatdown is a really big promotion in Europe, And actually, the founders of it are the couple guys who I used to train with whenever I was stationed in Belgium. And they hit me up, man. They were like, hey, I saw your last fight. We would love to have you on. So I'm not sure yet, man. We got some options. Like I said, Road FC. I got European Beatdown. I mean, but LFA, I'm happy with LFA, man. Like I said, I main evented the LFA 6, and I know I'm in top contention for that bantamweight title. My last fight with them was at 145, but I wanted that fight at 145 for a specific reason, man. So talking about some of my losses had come to like these, I don't know, man, these grapplers who just kind of wanted to hold me down and not really do shit with it. So I wanted to show myself, not only myself, but show the world that I'm able to stop these grapplers who are trying to have these boring fights holding me down, doing nothing. And if I could do that at a higher weight class with an elite opponent, then I'm definitely going to be able to do that 135. So, like I said, my last fight was at 145. But I really wanted that for that specific opponent for a reason. He was a black belt, jiu-jitsu world champion, and I was able to stuff his takedowns and beat him up on the feet.
Now, you tried out for the Ultimate Fighter, correct?
Yeah, I sure did.
What year was that?
Shit, man. I think I only had two fights at the time. So this had to be 2012, 2013, and basically what they told me, man, was I just didn't have enough experience. They kind of thanked me for coming out or whatever, and they were just like, we need you to get some more experience in order to be on this show. So it's something I understood, you know, it's show business, and at that time I have 2-0, I believe, so obviously I didn't make it, but that's not something I would be opposed to doing in the future, especially with the record like 12-4 running on a 7-fight winning streak and some of those over UFC and Bellator veterans, you know?
Now, when you were in Belgium, because I was in Belgium doing comedy for the military, you ever go to the red light district over there?
Yeah, in Belgium?
Was it Belgium? Yeah, I think it was Belgium. I'm pretty sure. I was there. It was always like the hottest prostitutes I've ever seen in my life. So I actually went there and I just told the girl jokes for 30 minutes and left. I swear to God. I didn't want to pay for sex.
So you paid her money to tell her jokes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to talk to her.
Everyone believes this.
No,
story.
I swear on my life. That's how, I swear.
He basically showed him his wee wee, and then she started laughing, and then he said, "I told her jokes for 30." She just laughed for thirty minutes.
That is not what happened. I was trying to make a video where it was the wee wee. I had this thing called Kamikaze.
Little wee wee.
I tell jokes people aren't expecting it, and I was trying to do it there, but then I had a video camera out, and they threw me out.
It wasn't the only time he paid for people to listen to him.
Ha ha ha! CB fucking CB Dangerfield. Okay, so. So listen, Ray.
What's up, man?
Listen, I'm happy for you, man. You're an American hero. You're married. You got a kid on the way. You won 8 fights in a row. You're Mexican, right?
Yeah, Mexican American.
100% Mexican. Okay, so I'm telling you, man. I am super happy for you, man. Keep up the good work.
Hey, bro, I appreciate it, man.
Nice. Anybody you want to call out?
Just whoever's at the top of that bantamweight division for LFA, man. There's a couple guys who I think the fights make sense with. There's a guy named Eli Thomas. He's 10-0 in the division. I've trained with him, man. There's no bad blood or hostility, man, but I think that fight definitely makes sense.
Fuck that guy.
There's another guy from Oklahoma, Travis Quintero. He's 8-0.
Pussy.
So I wouldn't mind beating an undefeated fighter, man. That's something I haven't done in my career yet. So if I could get one of those two fights, man, I'll be excited. So
yeah, well, you would fucking smash both those guys. You're a fucking American hero, all right? Fuck that.
I just called him a Mexican, and now he's an American hero.
Hey, I appreciate
hero.
It, man. Hey, thanks for having me up, bro. I appreciate it.
Anytime, brother. We'll definitely have you back on soon.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Later. All right. That was Ray Rodriguez.
Was that our first caller to ever exit on their own? Without the
No. He hit him with the breakup line. Don't get it twisted. He hit him with the breakup line. Yes.
Maybe I missed that.
Well, look, you got a kid. He'll start racking up basically the summary of what he just talked about, and then he'll break up with you. And then he'll break up with you.
It wasn't the customer.
He's done it to me on a random call. Well, look, Bubba, it's Tuesday night, and you know, like, listen, are you going to hit me with the? Are you going to hit me with the podcast breakup line?
By the way, you can follow Ray at Ray the Judge. Ray the Judge. That's his nickname, is the Judge. So follow him. He only has 790 followers. And he's following 1,000 people.
CB Gold, CB Gold has more followers on Twitter than Ray Rodriguez. We need to change this, guys. Come on.
Exactly. So
start following.
So follow Ray the Judge. The guy's a fucking military guy and just a nice guy and good person. So follow that dude. And then tell him you're only following him out of, like, pity. So Colleen, let's go. So the fights this week, by the way, Jake Ellenberger is fighting our guy Mike Perry.
Mike Perry's your guy?
I hate that guy.
I think everyone hates Mike Perry.
Yeah.
Mike Perry hates Mike Perry.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, you're pretty good today, by the way. All right, so CB's on fire. Fucking
what?
So who do I now? So we like Ellenberger in this fight, right?
Yes.
If anybody goes against Ellenberger, I mean, Bubba would never. Colleen would never. No. I wouldn't. Plus the fact he's gonna destroy fucking Mike Perry. Fuck Mike Perry.
How's Jake looking in practice? You've been playing.
You've been playing with him.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been in Kings for a little bit. You know. But he's always looking good. You know, he's always in there training. He's with Nick Kirsten.
What's going on?
I'm just focusing on some things right now as far as conditioning and as far as running, getting back to run. I'm putting 4 miles a day in, man.
Nice.
I missed my miles this morning. Road work. That's how the boxes.
Did your wife follow you with, like, a car screaming, Bubba, run!
No.
Run,
but she does, Bubba! She does do, like, my intense conditioning, and she does yell.
Nice. Yes.
She does it with you, or she just...
No, she doesn't do it with me.
She just fucking yells at
you. She yells at you while you do it?
By the way,
you should have Dream...
But she's a... Like, she knows what she's doing as far as conditioning and stuff.
You should have Dream piggyback on you, and you have to run. And, like, sometimes... Your ankles and stuff.
It wouldn't be the first time I worked out with Dream, that's for sure.
Nice. Now,
I was seeing the videos. He's sprawling. He's
a hammer, son. He's a
moving,
hammer.
Man. He's looking good.
By the way, your ex-teammate is fighting this week, AJ McKee. He's fighting a good guy. He's fighting a guy who's 11-1... But his only loss is to Cody No Love. He got knocked out by Cody No Love, and this dude is good.
Does he have a name?
No,
Dominic Mazzata.
Dominic Mazzata. I think that AJ McKee has a habit of overlooking people, and, like, you know, cocky, young, talented, which sometimes could be a recipe for disaster. This could be a good fight. I've looked up this guy, and he's no joke. They're actually giving him a tough opponent, which is good.
I'm sure AJ is overlooking him right now.
You think so?
He does that with every opponent.
Bubba?
Sounds good. Can't wait.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks. So AJ is fighting this week. I am pissed that you never got to fight that fucking guy from Ireland, Conor McGregor.
James Gallagher.
That does suck.
Yeah, it does suck.
Dude, he's gonna run into one of Bubba's boys next. He's running into Chinzo.
Chinzo's fighting.
Oh, Machida.
I think, dude.
Chinzo's 60.
I think it does not fucking matter.
Them Asian people can fight until they're 97, and Chinzo's. Chinzo's the man.
With Nick.
Nick's the man.
You guys think Chinzo's gonna win?
Yeah,
yes,
I think
for sure.
Can pull it off.
Really? So he's going to teep him in the sternum, which will hurt, and then homie will try to look for a takedown. Chinzo will stuff the takedown and hit with a mean ass left cross.
I thought Chinzo was at Black House. Isn't he at Black House, Chinzo?
They run back and forth.
They do Black House.
I was training with him at Kings.
Okay, yeah,
sometimes they even go to Anderson's.
Nice,
Chinzo's no joke, and they got their own gym as well.
So this Saturday night, Diego Sanchez versus Ally Aquinta.
Dude, this card is like, there's so many big names on this card. I'm looking
at it. I like Diego.
Really?
Well, I like him as a person. I don't know about the person.
Fight. He like in this fight.
I'm going to just go with Sanchez. Fuck it.
Colleen?
I kind of feel like Sanchez might win, actually.
Let's go. Nightmare.
Yeah. So? I don't know. I mean, the only thing about Al is that he hasn't fought in like 2 years. And Diego's a tough
when
guy
a guy
to
comes
to.
But
he's got some fucking rage in him right now, Al.
Yeah.
Everything he's dealt with.
And when you come off from 2 years, like, you are advanced. You're probably going to have some ring rust or something like that, but you ain't just been sitting around for 2 years.
Why has he been out for 2 years?
I don't know.
He wanted to leave the UFC, but they wouldn't cut him, but they wouldn't give him a fight. And he was hurt, and they wouldn't pay him because he's hurt. So then he's got some shit to prove. I'm going into, like, real estate. So he went to fucking real estate, which is the craziest thing because the guy's known for trashing hotel rooms. But he went into real estate, took real estate classes, and it was probably like, He's still posting on Twitter, like, this week. Anybody need a condo? He's, like, selling stuff as his fight camp.
Hey, man.
No, I get
make
I get
that money. I know. Also,
but he's probably made some upgrades. That was the main point of what I was going to say. He's probably made some upgrades because when you don't have to focus on a fight and focus on an opponent, a lot of times you just learn more and just, you know, just more open to training.
He's always in the gym. I got Iaquinta. Yeah, I can't tell him Saturday night. I think he pulls it off.
The thing about Diego, man, is like, I mean, he's been around since UFC Ultimate Fighter 1.
He's been hit a lot.
But the thing about him, though, is that, like, okay, well, like, when I met him, he's a little wacky. But he's always been wacky. So I can't even say, like, he's punchy, because I think he came out of the womb punchy. He's just definitely crazy punchy. You think he's punchy, like, from getting hit too much?
I don't think he's, like, crazier now than he was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
5-7 years ago. Yeah.
Like, he's always been insane. It's not like, oh.
But I do think he's taking a lot of punches.
A lot of punches.
But not everyone gets punchy.
Yeah, but I do believe.
You think he is?
Slightly.
He's been in wars.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in as long as career as he's had,
the type of fight style that he had. I mean, you think that, yeah, I fight that way on fight night, but you don't see me in sparring. It's twice as bad in sparring because you got no risk. I mean, you got no reward for what you're doing. You're just doing it all the time, every time. And the way he trains is the way he fights. That's how you do it.
Right.
that's usually the recipe to how you win. So
he's never in a short fight.
Diego,
look at his record. Well, he doesn't have short.
Except for Lozon. That was pretty good, that one,
but like when you look at him, it's not like second round knockout.
No,
first
one of my
submission.
Favorite fights was him against was it Koscheck?
Koscheck or Melendez? Because Melendez.
Is he at 55?
He's back at 55. He only took one fight at 45, and it almost killed him.
Yeah,
so he's back at 55, and he changed his nickname again.
Again,
he's the Lionheart now.
Now I do got to ask you. So Colleen, so you did break the news that you're single. So how long were you in a relationship before that?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Yeah. So I mean, is it okay? You okay? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Are you watching The Notebook all day and crying? Like, you don't seem like a girly girl. Like,
do you think I've ever fucking seen The Notebook in my life?
No,
but he has. He's definitely watched.
I watched it this morning.
Yeah, you probably have. I just go punch things.
Okay, so that's how we're getting.
No, I'm fine.
You're okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Thank you for checking in.
I got to make sure you're a friend.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's been what, like almost 3 months.
3 months. Okay. So now, when I know, like, when I used to break up with girls, I would just try to fuck as many chicks as possible, get it out of my system, you know, and just go on a tear, and then eventually settle down. Now, is that what you're doing?
No, I just want to train. I just want to train and fight. Like, that's where my head's at.
Good. Now, are guys scared to approach you because of your ex is one of the
I mean, it's not like random people
men.
That – like, random people don't know who Josh is that I dated him. I have no idea if other people are intimidated by it.
Because I just know that I would be. Like, I would never, like, if I was single and I go, Colleen, yeah, that's Josh Barnett's. I wouldn't want to have Josh knock on my door and be like, hey, just so you know, he'd probably be one of the scariest people.
Yeah, he doesn't
like,
knock.
He's crazy and could beat a lot of people up. So it's a reasonable thing to be, reaction to have.
So are you getting hit on by, like, Cain Velasquez and, like, some of the other guys that are ranked higher than him?
Yeah.
Travis Brown.
Travis Brown. Oh,
Travis Brown?
No, not Travis Brown.
Well, Travis Brown knocked him out.
Was the other guy that choked him out?
Rothwell.
Rothwell.
Like, is like,
go hit up Ben Rothwell.
Is like Steve hitting you up and Ben Rothwell? I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Because I would just assume that those would be the guys. It's like Vladimir Klitschko calling you, hey, what's up? What are you doing later?
Yeah,
all of them have girlfriends.
I would assume it would be either a guy like that or
are married, yeah.
Either that or like a super flaming effeminate guy who the other way.
Or it could just be someone who's like
normal.
Yeah, normal and has enough self confidence that they're not freaked out by it.
Yeah, but not in my head. My head is
okay,
like, it
right,
has
right.
to be like
we'll
top
go,
three
we'll
guys.
Go with your scenario.
We
yeah.
can't go to your head, bro. Like, there are some things in there.
Have you ever went out with a girl?
The other jump was super
crazy
effeminate.
You were like, I don't know.
Yeah, but crazy.
I'm just saying that there are guys that are.
I didn't choose the girls that I wanted to be with over who they were with. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
Plus,
apparently, Adam does that.
Well, Josh has a lot of friends too. Well, if I was single, I would hit on you because Josh is like as a friend of mine. So I you know, there's a lot of friends. You don't hit on your friend's ex girlfriend.
Yeah, don't do that. But also, like, I haven't been in a situation where I'm like calculating if I was to fight this guy. Over this girl, how would it? I don't give a fuck about
like
that dude.
Something's wrong if that's even going on.
But I heard from people at ASU that you got half the girls pregnant at ASU. Like you were just the man.
This may or may not be true. But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Only 10,000 students.
First
so.
of all, allegedly is the word we're using here.
Yeah.
Second of all,
not paying I heard any of that child
Anthony
support Robles money.
Used to have threesomes with girls, but he was like hopping around, and like he would fuck with them by throwing a shoe and stuff. Is that?
Man, I want to be a fly on the wall.
Oh,
all right, go on.
You missed it. It's all right. It's all right. I want to be a fly on the wall when you have these conversations because I want to know the crackheads and the morphine addicts that you actually talk to when you're having these conversations, just so I can see how much they're twitching. And
I love Robles, by and, the way. Yeah. Robles is a class act.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys never double dated back in the day, you and Robles?
Wait, dated or fucking tag team a girl?
I'm trying to be respectful here.
He had it back a little bit. He had a girl the whole time.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend. Yeah. I asked him. He said he has a third leg, by the way. He said that his penis is like...
Wouldn't that be a second leg?
It would be
good
a second
point.
Leg.
Yeah, he says yeah.
I think right. Your math's a little bit off.
Yes,
but.
Okay. All right, it's early. All right, so we're going to call... I'm gonna call Zach Cummings, by the way. So, all right,
Zach,
Zach. Colleen, guys. So Colleen's cool. She's not interested in men right now. She's just trying to get her shit together.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not interested
you're gonna
in
say
men.
She's not interested in men.
Are you on Tinder
woman.
Or Bumble or? You are?
I might be on Bumble. I'm just not trying to be in a fucking relationship. My focus is.
She
on
just people. Wants the penis. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, she doesn't. Really? So you really? You're not. No, you seem like a nice classic girl. Look, I've known a couple of your.
Yo, just like because she just
girl.
Wants the penis
Wait,
and not
a
relationship, a
nice
she can't be classy.
And also have sex.
What are you saying
I'm
there,
saying
Adam?
That you got to go for a guy that's going to treat you right. You don't know
I'm not trying to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So
there are going to be plenty of guys that treat her right for about 45 minutes.
I just got out of a relationship, a long term relationship. I'm not trying to jump back into one.
So you're just looking for a guy to just hit it and quit it?
Yeah, that's it.
Really? Damn, there's going to be a fucking lineup.
Boot it and scoot it.
Here's the real important, most important question of the whole scenario.
Who Can kept I the growth? All right, go on.
That's been done already right, many
go
times.
Go on.
Who kept the chickens?
Oh, they're mine. All the animals are mine.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you teach them?
He didn't want to get chickens. I waited until he was out of the country for 5 weeks and got.
I know,
them
but then
he
like loved the
so
chickens.
About these chickens.
So they're my chickens.
How many chickens do you have?
I got four. I got four chickens. You hungry?
I was just saying, if you have a chicken to spare
one of them's older,
here
she's
there,
she's not laying anymore, so
she don't have more eggs.
Nah, they stopped laying after 5 years old.
Oh man,
it's actually
well,
the one that I named after Josh because she was the biggest bitch.
How she's plump. So
now she lives this was during
you're
the relationship
you're gonna get
too.
Killed. For the record,
she was
MMA
Roasted. Just gonna get kicked.
MMA Roasted does not condone any of these comments.
No, but for real, because he really didn't want me to get them, and this one was way meaner than all the other ones, so I named her after him.
Hello.
Hey, is this Zach Cummings?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good? You're on the MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Bubba Jenkins, Colleen Schneider, CB the Grenade. How are you?
Pretty good.
I was
good.
At your fight on Saturday, by the way. Holy shit, dude. The entire place went ballistic. I didn't know you had more than three fans in fucking Kansas City.
Right, me either.
The place went nuts, man. They love you over there.
You know, I'll tell you what, man, the city showed up. I didn't know how it was going to be that early in the day. I really wasn't sure, man, but the Kansas City fans, they definitely showed up and went crazy, and it was a surprise for me, too.
No, that was awesome, man. It was really cool to see. They showed you love. Did you, were those most a lot of your friends? Did you know those people, or they just knew that you were from Kansas City and they wanted to come support you?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I own my gym up here, so I had a lot of my members at my gym, at also the Lee Summit gym, and stuff that James Krause is the main owner of and everything. So between the gym, some family, and then just the hometown, crowd get behind the hometown boy, I think. So it was a mixture of everything.
It's funny, you're from Springfield, Missouri. I'm actually playing there in September at the Blue Room Comedy
nice.
Club. So, just so you know, now you beat Nathan Coy. Nathan Coy is a tough guy. I feel like, man, they've been people keep sleeping on you. You went over. You beat Alexander Yakovlev. Where was that? That was in England, right?
Belfast.
And I feel like they brought you in as an opponent, and you fucking shocked everybody by just fucking that dude up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of these days I'm gonna get some respect. So they keep either throwing me in there and everybody thinks I'm the underdog. Obviously, this is one of the first fights I've ever been the favorite, so that surprised me at least. But they still gave, even though I'm the favorite, they still gave me someone who's very, very tough. Just a lot of people didn't know. You know, it's kind of hard to find someone that's known less than me. But I think Nancy Corey might have been that guy, but I don't know.
No, it was awesome. I mean, you just from the minute one, you just took the guy apart, and it was I was really happy for you, man, because I know we met in Vegas and you were a super nice, humble, down to earth guy, and it's nice to see you get your just due.
Yeah, no, it was I don't know, it was a really cool experience and stuff. It couldn't have gone any better. You know, had a huge welcoming at weigh-ins. There's tons of people there. It was really loud. Same thing, you know, 3:30 in the afternoon. I mean, second fight of the day, and tons of people showed up. They got extremely loud. You know, I went in, and I felt like I raced, you know, rise to the occasion, and, man, put on a great performance. You know, barely got touched on my feet. You know, basically just pitched a shutout and then finished with a nasty choke. So, I mean, really, I felt it was like a dream. You know, it got insanely loud afterwards. Just everything, the city was just nuts after the fight, the after party and everything. It just was a really cool experience. Something I really didn't know that Kansas City would get behind. They really did. It was, I don't know, just something still kind of riding that high. But I know hopefully I get another opponent here, another date soon, and just go right back to work.
Now you're 21-5. I mean, people got to stop overlooking you. Now I had heard that you were auditioning or you were trying out for the Ultimate Fighter this year. Did that happen?
So there's some truth to it. Basically, the Ultimate Fighter that actually airs tonight. It starts off of. They end up calling it Redemption. They started off wanting to do an all-star season. So the producer hit me up and was saying, hey, you know, like they're trying to get a hold of guys that, have been on the show and are in the UFC or, you know, doing pretty well and everything. So they wanted me to be a part of it. And I was actually in Belfast right before the Yokovlev fight. And I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm down, man. I think if you won the show, it's another $250,000, and you got pretty decent while you're in the house fighting. So it was just it was a good chunk of money. You know, it's kind of like a shiny new toy. I was sitting there like, oh, man, hell yeah, let's do this, you know. And, I had my fight, you know, I had a solid win and stuff, and then I went, I did the medicals, and I ended up, at first they were wanting people that are in the UFC that's been on the show, and then end up being a lot of guys who have been on the show in the past, but are not in the UFC anymore. And then there was me and James Krause. Both are still in the UFC there, and, you know, good best friends, business partners, teammates. And we got there, and I'm like, you know, the reality just started hitting, you know, setting in. I'm like, man, this is really a thing if I want to make it and do this. And then, you know, I mean, I cut a lot of weight already. So it's like, do I want to try to make 170 multiple times in, you know, 6 or 7 weeks? So I end up pulling my name from the list and everything. If I chose to go on, I think I made the show, but it was just one of those where, you know, everything's kind of going pretty well for me right now with the UFC, and I'm really happy because, and then they announced the Kansas City card and I was able to fight on it. So,
you know, I was super happy to it, but yeah, because you're already in the UFC. I mean, so why would you go on a show to become in the UFC? Like if you lose, are you longer in the UFC?
This one was different. Yeah, this one was different though. It was just mainly, it wasn't about a contract. I mean, obviously if you win the show, you know, you'll probably get a contract, but
it's just money.
The main thing was money. Yeah, it was $250,000. And I mean,
oh, okay,
especially
sense.
Now, you know, I got a baby on the way and stuff. You know, who couldn't use an extra, you know, $250,000, $300,000?
That's
so
true.
That's kind of the main prize, and that's why I was actually thinking about doing it.
Now, what's your background? Did you wrestle in college?
Yeah, I wrestled a couple years at JUCO. No, thanks. So I played football, sports my whole life, and then wrestled a couple years. Then I had a knee injury, which kind of ended my wrestling career, and that's really kind of how I got into the MMA game at all. I just was fat and out of shape and unhappy with myself, so I jumped into a gym just to kind of fill that void, just to work out and do something.
How did you do in JUCO wrestling?
I qualified for nationals twice, never became All-American. Lost by a point my freshman year, and then qualified to be. I made nationals, but that's when I blew my knee out, so I never actually got to compete in the tournament.
Bubba, do you look down on him at all, or no, for not qualifying?
I look down on Zach Cummings for one reason and one reason only.
What?
he didn't tell the truth about why he didn't get into the show. Because the real reason is he knew I wasn't going to be there like the first time I was there for him at the last time he was on the Ultimate Fighter show.
Really?
We had a great time. Zach's my guy. And that's, I mean, honestly, it was the 250 sounded great, but it's because I wasn't going to be there. And he should tell the public these truths instead of.
Is that true, Zach?
Always, always.
You see? Finally, he's telling. I knew he's a nice guy, so he's finally telling the truth about.
No. I heard Zach. Sean McCorkle told me a story that you went overseas, you, McCorkle, Shayna Baszler, and James Krause for the troops. And the whole time, McCorkle was fucking with you. And you guys are going onto a ship. I think you're in Diego Juarez on some ship. And some guy goes, hey, just do you guys have any guns or anything? It said no smuggling. And McCorkle went up to the guy, one of the soldiers, and said, listen, I don't have anything, but that guy's an international cock smuggler. And then pointed to you. And then you didn't talk to him the rest of the trip. Is that what happened?
the cock smuggling part, he did say. But by the time that came out of his mouth, I was expecting anything from McCorkle. That dude's one of the funniest guys I've met in my life. So, I mean, like, I think the first 2 seconds me and Krause walked up, he looks at us, never met him before, and he's like, you know what's wrong with steroids? And we kind of look at each other, he's like, absolutely nothing. We're like, okay, well, this is Sean McCorkle. All right, let's go. So, that dude was going crazy the whole trip, and you didn't know what was coming out of his mouth. So I think they actually were frowned upon on him more than me, but yeah, it was pretty funny. That was a true story.
I heard Krause beat him in basketball, which is crazy because McCorkle, according to him, Corkle was one of the best basketball players around and could have got a D1 scholarship or this and that. And Krause beat him?
Krause was good, man. Krause smoked him. Surprised me. I don't know. He just, yeah. That was pretty surprising and stuff. And then, what else? Man, what else happened? The drug dogs and explosive whatever, the military dogs did not like Sean at all. At all. They're like messing with us and stuff. But yeah, they didn't like that at all.
Now when you're like rolling with the soldiers, when you're rolling with the soldiers, aren't there certain guys that like, oh, I've never done it before, and meanwhile they're like purple belts and try to fucking like choke you guys out?
Oh man, they were gunning for us. They were trying to take our heads off. But it was fun. It was they had a good time with it and everything. Of course, everybody pretty much wanted to go with me and Krause because they look at Sean, you know, they see McCorkle and they're like, well, that dude's big. I don't want to mess with that. They look at Shayna. That's a lose-lose. They either beat up a girl or they get their ass beat by Shayna Baszler, which she put a few of the guys to sleep. And then so basically it was me and James who were like, you know, medium built guys and stuff like that, the regular average guys. So everybody kept trying to pick on us. And, but yeah, there was a few of them that was legit, man. There was I remember one guy that was a purple belt and a Marine that just kind of came out of nowhere and started trying to play like, I don't know, butterfly guard and stuff. I'm like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. But yeah, we had a great time with them and stuff. I know one of them kind of lost a bet to Shayna. Bet his jacket for something. I don't know. She ended up putting him to sleep. So poor guy.
That's awesome. Now, you know, after you won your fight and the place is going ballistic, they gave you the mic and they said, who do you want to fight next? And you're like, I'm sick of being overlooked. Everyone's looking past me. This is bullshit. But you didn't call anybody out. I was like, oh. So now
I don't know. I mean,
here's your chance.
I don't know. Half the people that are in the top 15 have a fight set. So I just said top 15, top 10. I didn't care. I just want someone that's up in the rankings. I don't have one specific person to call out. I want someone up there that has what I want. You know, one of those guys that's in the rankings. I didn't really care who it was. I know a lot of them already have fights matched up, so I might have to wait to see who wins before I can, you know, start calling some people out, I guess. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, I think someone like Jake Ellenberger is like a great matchup for me. You know, he's kind of right there in the rankings and stuff, but he has a fight coming up. So maybe if he gets past that one and, you know, maybe I'll say so. I mean, I don't care. I'll give me anybody. I'll take him, Robbie Law, any of those guys that,
All right, so Ellenberger, Robbie Lawler. I like it.
Sign me up.
Those are some big call-outs.
I like it.
I like it, though.
I like your confidence. Robbie Lawler, Jake Ellenberger. Now, in your camp, by the way, is the Invicta champion, Megan Anderson. We've had her on the show. We had her on the show when she was 1-0. And I was like, I was watching some of her fights, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This girl's got serious power. Once she learns a little bit on the ground, she's going to be a handful for anybody. Since then, she went on a 4-5 winning streak. Do you think she can beat Cyborg, honestly?
First off, you interviewed her whenever she was 1-0, and you wait till I'm 21-5 before I get some anything. I appreciate your confidence.
She's really hot, by the way. All right, go on.
All right, I'll give you that. Man, can she beat Cyborg? Absolutely. But it's one of the things where it's going to be a while before it happens because, I mean, it's not a fight that she's going to make or take making Invicta money. Like, the UFC has to figure this whole jacked up mess that they did with all these 140 catch weights and then they did a title at 145, but they really don't have a division. Like, it's a major pain and stuff. So she hits hard. Her striking is nasty. She's got the power to put any woman away.
Well, Bubba, you were shaking your head. Is there a reason you don't think she could be Cyborg?
Cyborg's a different animal. Although I know Megan. She's awesome and a really good fighter, but Cyborg.
Too much experience?
She hits like a fucking truck.
So does Megan. She hits harder than most guys in the gym. But here's the thing. I didn't say that she can beat her 10 out of 10 times. Can she beat her? Absolutely. That's the thing about this sport, man. Is like you don't know.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
One time.
I think that she needs to wait. The thing about Cyborg is, I mean, she's getting up there, you know, and she has to get through Jermaine Durandamé, which I think she is going to be tough. But I think Megan's got the best thing. The thing about Megan though is that she does get hit a lot. You know, we got it.
True. Yeah, that's something that we have to work on. And she's getting better at moving, evading, trying not to get hit. Because that's the thing. If she does stand in front and she does get hit, I mean, you know, bad things could happen and stuff. And Cyborg's someone you not want to get, you know, stand in front of and get hit by. So, absolutely. That's all true. But does she have the ability to beat her? I think she does. Is she the person that probably has the best opportunity to beat her? I think she is. It's just timing. Like, when's that timing going to happen? And probably by the time it does happen, Megan's going to be on point, ready to go then.
I like it. Well, listen, Zach Cummings, you're a hell of a guy. You're a great fighter. Nice person. You run a gym. You got a kid on the way, right?
Yep, got a kid on the way.
Nice. And how long have you been married for?
Everything's getting crazy. Man, I think we're at about 15 weeks now. So she's due in early October.
Now, how long have you been married for?
Oh, I've been married for 5.5 years.
Now, I hear, Sean told me you're very faithful. He said a lot of the girls in the military were hitting on you. They were trying to hook up with you, and you were like, no, you and Krause were like, we are kept men. All you ladies out there, it can happen. I know I was talking to some girl recently who said every male fighter she knows cheats on their girlfriend or wife, except for Zach Cummings and James Krause and Bubba. So that's good, man. That's really good.
You know, I'm happy I still have put the good name in fighters around. I don't know.
Is it hard? I mean, I know, like, at Kansas City, you had an after party where a lot of girls who dissed you in high school and college because you lost in your JUCO championship and stuff, were they now hitting on you and like, they wanted a piece of Zach Cummings?
Yeah, it's different. You know, you always have these girls like, oh, you're a fighter and stuff. They don't do that. But it's just, you can see through all the fake shit. It's ridiculous. But
so what do you say?
I mean,
okay,
like
so
my wife was
Colleen,
supportive and with me before all that happened.
So. Okay, so of course this is where he's going.
Okay, so
this.
We're gonna do a thing right now where Colleen's gonna hit on you.
No.
We're not gonna do that.
I'm not. Why would I hit on a married man who has a baby on the way? Why in the world would I do that?
To show us how he turns girls down.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Okay. So we're at the after party. Zach just won. He beat Nate Coy in 1.5 minutes. Colleen comes up to you and says,
"Hi, Zach. I heard you fight UFC. That's rad. Want to bang?"
Thank you very much. I'm a very, very happily married man, but I appreciate it.
Okay, I respect that. Wow. I'll go hit on someone else.
Jesus Christ.
That's exactly how it goes.
That's your game?
Pretty much.
What's
your game?
You say hi.
I don't need a game. I don't need a game, Adam.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I was sold. I was sold. If I wasn't married, I was sold. That's all the games you need.
There you go. Yes.
All right. Well, listen. thank you, Zach. Keep up the good work, man. And have a great weekend, brother.
Awesome, man. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you know who else has game? Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. I'm telling you, they've established this by partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. So there you go. You have chickens? You should talk to them. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more. I got my new Blue Apron today. I cannot wait to cook with my girl tonight. We have naked cooking night. It's awesome. And so look, those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. It's affordable. For less than $10 a meal, they deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. They got variety. It's flexible. It's easy. You can make a meal in 40 minutes or less, and it's guaranteed freshness. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with blueapron.com/MMA roast. You'll love how good it feels, how good it tastes, and you'll be able to create home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/MMA roast. Bubba, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Zach's the man. I like interviewing with him and just chit-chatting with him.
Nice guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Class act.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Is he bald yet?
Yeah.
Because he was definitely going in that direction.
Is it hard for you, Bubba? I know you're an athlete. You have yes. women constantly coming up to you and like hitting you up in your DMs?
I
have
to role play that too.
Hi, Bubba.
Do I need to grab my phone?
You fight ABCB? Go on.
I wouldn't say that it's, you know, as constant as, you know, your DM box, but.
Yeah, well, my DM box is gone. I don't even fuck around. I honestly, it's not even like, it's. I think once people know you're engaged, I think, you know, I'm not even having a bachelor party. Fuck that. My girl's having a bachelorette party. I'm not having a bachelor party. I'll probably know the stripper or the fucking porn star, and I've already slept with her. And then I'll hit my friend. Every bachelor party I go to, it ends with like the girls trying to blow the guy, and then everyone's like, "No, don't do it." It's a fucking after school special, and sometimes he does, and I don't want to be involved with that. You know, you have a bachelor party for your wedding?
No, I didn't have a wedding just yet.
Oh, you went to the courthouse, right?
Yes.
Was it weird that you went to the courthouse the day before or something else? Or. No, I'm kidding.
Because you're black and you were turning yourself in.
No, I missed that one, but that was good. I guess that was good.
Yeah, did you watch the wrestling finals, by the way, the championships?
Yes, of course.
Pretty good this year.
NCAA's is always awesome.
I thought what's name was going to lose the heavyweight because he had that injury. He was screaming during
you
his
thought
match.
Kyle Snyder was going to lose.
I thought he was going to not lose. I thought he was going to withdraw because during his semifinal match.
What'd you just say?
Withdraw. Put himself out of the...
You thought Kyle Snyder was going to forfeit his NCAA national championship.
He was in the match screaming, ah, ah, like the whole place. It was horrible. I mean, it was like... He broke his rib during the wrestling match.
Yes, and then what happened in the finals?
He's a beast. He's
so
the
why the fuck would you think he was going to forfeit his... He's an Olympic champion.
Because I thought...
You know what kind of mindset it takes to be an Olympic champion?
It wasn't just me. I thought
this dude's 19 years old.
Maybe for the world championship or something. He's
already a world champion.
All right, well, he didn't. By the way, his coach, Tom Ryan... was the guy that gave me a scholarship to Hofstra.
Which we call Weidman and tell you that it didn't happen.
Yeah, which I didn't take. All right, so anyway.
What does Weidman have to do with that?
Because Weidman went to Hofstra and I told him that. He's like, there's no fucking way.
We tried for like 4 or 5 weeks on every show to get Weidman and Tom Ryan on. And it took us like literally 5 weeks and finally
got him. And then Tom Ryan didn't remember giving me the scholarship. but he said it probably did happen.
No, he did. He did. He remembered you.
Like confirmed beforehand.
Well, it was 20 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. And it was his first year at Hofstra. You know, it was like, and at wrestling camp, I as a high school senior, I was beating a couple of their college kids. But they were a D3 team, but I was beating a couple of their starters as a high school senior. And he was like, what the fuck? And then he was like, right away, he's like, he brought me there for the recruiting lesson and the whole thing. And I went out and party with them, but I didn't go. Because I was like, I didn't want to make wrestling my life going D1, and then I went D3, and then wrestling was still my life. Because it's the kind of sport where if you want to be good, you have to be – it doesn't matter what D it is. It's a little harder, but it's fucking – if you want to be good – if you want to be good, it's not like football, D3 football or D3 soccer, which is still fucking hard. But not
any sport that you want to be good at, you have to give your life to it.
But wrestling is a different level.
Yes.
You can't party like you can in basketball or football or baseball. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people can, but I can't.
I have a guy sitting to the left of me that might be the contradiction to that statement.
No, yeah. Bubba, you were serious, right?
He got kicked off the team for a blowjob.
For the
That's
six,
not why he got kicked off.
For the 6 minutes that I was wrestling, I was fucking serious as heart attack.
And he took
every other minute of the day.
What's crazy is that you were wrestling 15 pounds heavier than you're fighting. That to me is insane. You won it at what, 64 or something?
No, I won it at 57.
And you're fighting at 45.
It's not quite 15 pounds.
12 pounds, but still, it's still pretty impressive, you know, and crazy.
Did you did you see what happens or what's happening with WSOF?
What?
They're technically partially shutting down and becoming a different organization. They're going to be called the Professional Fighters League. And Ray Sefo's rebranding the whole thing, I guess, and it's not WSOF anymore. And it's going to be comparable to the Bjorn Rebney Bellator tournament style of fights. And I don't know what their roster or anything like that, but I hope their budget goes up.
I hope they don't actually go on against the Super Bowl. And
well, they need to be smarter about that. Plus the fact that...
Do they still have their TV deal?
I don't know. And I know they just freed up about 160 to 300,000 a fight, giving up Marlon Moraes. So for them, that's a lot of money.
They just call themselves like one word, like this whole World Series of Fighting.
Fight.
It's not catchable.
It's going to be Bellator. PFL.
Even Bellator is terrible. At least it's Bellator or
Fight.
Dicka,
Titan
or Ryzen or Titan. Even the UFC.
UFC
is
technically three words.
Yes, but you say UFC. You're saying WSOF. It's too many letters.
Now it's PFL.
Yeah, even that.
But that's it's weird. It sounds
like football league.
Professional football league.
Yeah, they got to call themselves, like, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, something.
They're just going to run tournaments? Yeah.
There's no, like
kick-ass.
A ton of details out right now, but Sefo said,
Kapow
Fight League.
Kapow Fight League is fucking great.
Someone should hire you to brand.
Kablam.
I don't know. Colleen. I don't. Something better.
That's my name.
I mean, what's your?
That's my. No, they can't have that.
The Thoroughbred. We got
Super
think of a better,
Collider.
A better,
is my name now.
Now, are you still?
I've got one.
I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man.
Bad
Another.
Man.
These are too long.
I've got one.
Batman Jenkins.
What?
Anthony Smith turned it down. So it's for Colleen. Colleen Skippity-Doo-Dah Schneider.
What?
Yes.
Skippity-Doo-Dah.
Turned it down
yesterday.
You're
real excited about that.
You were on a roll before, dude. You got no one to hold them.
Out of every 10, 7 to 4.
The 1960s Disney vibe is not what I'm going for with the nickname.
So, but like Thoroughbred was still...
No, it's Super Collider.
Oh, Super Collider.
Yeah.
Super Collider.
Yeah.
Okay. Why Super Collider?
The whole physics thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Super Collider. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not because you have bad relationships.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just saying, Super Collider. Another terrible collision. All right, Super Collider. I like it. Okay, Super Collider. What? You can't look down and laugh. Either you give me the laugh or you don't, Bubba, okay? Super Collider. It should be like, I don't know, a hot mess.
No, it's definitely astrophysics reference, not a relationship reference. Right.
I think hot mess is good for you. Because look,
really?
No.
You really think? I think I'm a pretty fucking like reasonable level-headed person who has my shit together.
I think so too, okay? but it does seem like a lot of your ex-boyfriends you have restraining orders against. Right? Like
I made two poor choices, okay?
John Wood.
Well,
yeah, two poor choices.
Okay.
Well,
I've had other relationships. Okay?
But there's also a different reason why.
I'm just never dating fighters again.
Chickens?
Just never dating fighters again.
Okay. Really? All right.
Yeah, really.
All right, so Super Collider. Okay. What was that, Bubba?
So you're saying there's a chance, CB.
Wink.
Oh, the chemistry in the air is real.
Josh Barnett. To
playing, I'm playing, been playing footsie with CB this whole time.
The War Master and then the Graph Master.
It's actually not bad.
The Graph Master?
It's not bad. I'll give you that one. You give me enough shit for graphing over the last year or so.
Way better than Skippity-Doo-Dah.
Yeah, well... The Graphmaster. That's not bad, except I know that that's going to fucking circulate now. In my
Bubba's
new,
the ass master, right? Back in the day?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Are you into anal or not? You don't fuck around?
No, sir.
Good.
I'm not
a big anal guy. Me and my fiance have never.
It's the most random, like, out of nowhere, off-topic question.
It's
fucking hilarious.
I'm not a Duke Shoot specialist.
What?
I'm not a Duke Shoot specialist.
Duke Shoot.
I'm not a big fan of that area.
Colleen? All right, listen. All right, so here we go. All right. All right, what are we talking about? What were we talking about?
Duke Shoot.
We were talking about anal sex.
Last night on my show, it was funny. It was like six people in the crowd, and these two guys in the front, these two that like good-looking guys, they're like, oh, we're from San Francisco. I'm like, oh, are you guys gay? They're like, yes, right? I'm like, cool. And then I thought they were dating, and then turns out they were brothers. They're like, oh, we're brothers. And then these two black guys walked in, and they're like, we're gay, too. I'm like, oh, wow, two more gay brothers. Because it was brothers. And the whole place went fucking ballistic.
No, you said it. You told me differently.
Well, what did I say?
You said it better before the show.
All right, fine. I fucked under pressure. But still, it got a big laugh at the comedy club.
The delivery on that just now was a little
It was like, here's some gay brothers and some other gay brothers.
That was like the Giorno fucking bad delivery or no delivery. All right, here we go. tomorrow night.
I actually like that one.
Saturday.
One it's not a laugh one. It's a like, that
before
was
you
good.
Go to that.
It was a nod.
That was
witty. No delivery. DiGiorno. I get it. That was clever.
I don't know if you've witty seen it or I don't know if it's like 100% confirmed yet.
Yes.
But supposedly the Korean police are investigating a fixed fight on the Korea card from the UFC from 2015.
Really?
And they're saying that Tae Hyun Bang was
over cunts?
Yeah, so they're saying he played the odds, and that when the odds turned for him to be a favorite, he like something like he bet on the other guy, and then he like specifically lost the
Bellator
fight.
Bellator better not go to Korea.
Yeah, it was, and they talked to Leo Kuntz this morning.
I knew
they
that. Didn't I, you know what?
Him.
You know what? When I heard that, how funny is it? Like the
next
one thing.
Bellator.
The one fight they're investigating is fucking. Bang cunts. Like,
I know,
out of
that's
all
why I was thinking it might be a joke, but like...
No, bang cunts has problems.
I read it, but...
bang cunts. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know...
Dude, fixed... That could be a lot of problems.
Bang cunts is fits.
Yeah, fixed fights.
Bang cunts is bad. Fixed. All right, so... what was I going to say about something? Oh, so what happened? What's up with Jimmy Manoa Cormier?
Well, the only thing that's changed now is it's definitely going to be July 29th in Anaheim. It's just not confirmed if it's Jones or Manoa yet.
Now, I think it's Manoa. I don't think it's Manoa.
Manoa, right. Whatever.
Who do you think wins that fight? Manoa or Cormier?
Jan-check.
Show me Manoa.
Jimmy Manoa is the guy that recently, he knocked out OSP.
Is it a black dude with the cornrows?
No. I think he's a light-skinned black guy.
He's 205, not heavyweight. He's changed with Gustafson. He's an English guy.
I don't know him either.
Yeah,
show me
he's
a picture.
Good though.
Which makes me think Cormier.
You guys definitely know Jimmy Manoa.
His last fight was against Corey Anderson. He destroyed Corey Anderson.
I don't even know who that is.
He knocked out Corey Anderson.
Beast in 25-8, Corey Anderson. Now overtime.
Don't know.
So
that
he's
guy.
17-2.
Oh,
he got knocked out by Anthony Johnson. He beat.
Is that Manoa?
That's Manoa.
And he lost to Gustafson.
Let me see him.
He loses to Cormier.
Yeah.
You think so?
Cormier wins.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
but
it's so much easier to get into a wrestler's style of fighting when you're at that weight.
Also, I just feel like, I hate to say it, but guys from England are going to have trouble with Daniel Cormier just because of the wrestling. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they don't even have wrestling in their
for sure.
schools.
Yeah, but Cormier said he's not wrestling him.
He's saying that.
I know. Cormier, they've been going on Twitter back and forth like a lot. And Cormier said, I won't throw kicks, I won't take you down, I won't grapple, we'll just box, and I'll still
fuck
you up.
He's actually becoming a really good boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But Manoa's got fucking power.
Yeah, he's not going to deal with that.
I know that, but that's what he's been
saying.
Now,
what did you think of the Powellgate situation? Now, have you seen that before in wrestling circles?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I've seen all kinds of weigh-in tricks. All of them. There's not a one weigh-in trick that I have not seen.
You got kicked off the team for putting a paper underneath the scale, right?
Allegedly, first of all.
Yes.
We're using the word allegedly.
Now,
second of all, it was not me who did it. We were doing a hydration test.
Yes.
And there was about six or seven. A hydration test is basically you got to come close to your weight and piss clear. I mean, right. It's got to be clear. And basically you got a bunch of guys, six or seven guys were hydration testing. And someone put some tape under the scale, which changed
Someone. But no, why do they blame you?
Because when I stepped on the scale, after about five or six people stepped on the scale, the tape fell out.
Oh, okay. That was just coincidence? Definitely. All right. Now, was it you? Come on, tell us.
No, it wasn't me, but I knew that it was going on.
But you didn't snitch?
Of course not.
Of course not. But
I took the time like a G. I went down for it, son. Tape gate. I went down for it. And I was a G with it. They said, who did it? I said, it was me, bitches.
Now, is this why you and that guy had such a hard time?
What's on your nose?
I don't know. Something.
You just bet, like...
Wait, you and that guy who you beat
Frank
at
the... Frank Molinaro?
Molinaro. Was that over tape gate?
No, that was not over tape gate.
Okay.
That's over Frank Molinaro being a punk-ass bitch.
Now, that's right. that's bitch gate.
Now, was it Kale Sanderson that threw you, saw tape gate and said, this is bullshit, or was it this before Kale Sanderson?
No, this was during Kale Sanderson, in the beginning of Kale Sanderson, but this was... he wasn't there for the weigh-in.
So Kale came in and he had heard this guy Bubba. He's ranked second in the country, but he's kind of a hothead, kind of a bad attitude.
I was never a hothead.
Bad attitude.
I didn't have a bad attitude.
But he thought that. You told us before that he kind of like said he kind of had his already predetermined
was
opinion.
It that,
that
was
wasn't
it?
Until that wasn't until he had an interview with Molinaro.
Okay, so Molinaro kind
but
of ratted
before
you out.
Before he had an interview with Molinaro, he was basically telling me that he was excited and really he had weighed all the Penn State coming to Penn State things like that, and one of the biggest choices was the fact that he had a young Bubba J on the squad.
So then tape gate happens, right? And then does Kale call you into the office?
Tape gate happens, weight gate happens, dog gate happens.
What was dog gate?
Dog gate, I was 4 minutes late to a morning practice because I let my dogs out to go to the bathroom and they got in a fight with a mole and I had to take one of my dogs to the vet and he asked me why didn't I get someone else to take the dog to the vet and I said because it's my fucking dog and you wouldn't ask your kids to be taken by someone else if they got injured and you know, it was
so did your
conversation.
Dog beat the mole?
Yeah, but he got scratched up and it was a mole and it was like, I mean, he killed the mole. He shook it up. And, I mean,
right.
I mean, I had a 90-pound pit bull. He ate the mole.
Now, what was weight gate? What was weight gate?
I had weighed in at 157.1. This is my redshirt year.
Was it Rhonda's mole? All right, go on. All right, what was weight gate?
Weight gate was I weighed in at 157.1. I had my underwear on and instead of deciding to take my underwear off and weigh 156.9, I decided, fuck it, I'll just go at 165 because I'm a bad motherfucker. And I lost in the finals in triple overtime, and I was a true 49-pounder. I lost to the 165-pounder.
So rather than take off your underpants, you went up a weight class.
Yep.
Why? Now, as a coach.
And I was, redshirting, and it didn't matter.
But as a coach, I'm going to say, Bubba, did you not want people to see your cock? Is that what was
no, the- well, there were, it was, this is technical, but that was the first day, you know how rules change.
Yeah.
You know, in wrestling, they change rules all the time. That was the first day that they allowed women to do skin checks.
Right.
They, you know, before our wrestling tournaments, they, you know, you hold your arms out like they're frisking you. They look you up and down for infantigo, ringworm, all these other things that they probably need to do in fighting.
I think infantigo, I had it, but
yeah,
infantigo.
Ringworm, staff. They look you up and down for those things. This was the first time that they allowed women behind the doors in weigh-ins. Therefore, that's why there are towel
gates. So you don't want girls to see you naked?
No, I was not allowed to basically whip my dick out.
Because there were women there.
Because there was women there, and I decided.
Probably already seen your dick before the.
I mean, through my underwear, of course, but.
But in general, you probably banged half of them before.
No, these were like.
So you didn't bang any of the teachers at ASU?
We weren't at ASU. This was at Penn State.
Penn State, and you
but this was
teachers?
At Lock Haven, so it was like. Oh. And this is.
Yeah, those girls are kind of gross. Yeah, the Lock Haven girls. Now I get why you didn't.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know what? I don't want to get anyone aroused. I'll just go 65. Let's just make this thing simple. This was the day. This is the day after Thanksgiving.
But you
tournament.
Lose in the finals, and.
At 165.
And the coach is probably like, fuck, if he would have taken off his underwear, he would have won the tournament.
Well, the thing was, I had won a tournament the week before. Against my teammate David Taylor, like I beat him in the finals. So it was me and Taylor in the finals, and we didn't have anybody at 65. So it was like me and Taylor to go again and wrestle in the finals again at 57, I just not take my underwear.
So, in
the paper, he was just so pissed off about the fact that I just did not take my underwear.
Long story short, so the Cormier thing, I'm not mad about it. I think if they don't catch you doing that, That's fine. It was
But it definitely happened, and it definitely takes weight off. I mean, you can definitely easily, without a question, take a pound or so
didn't
off.
Cormier know he that, did. Didn't Cormier know that everyone was going to see that, though? Like, did he?
Yeah. But here's the thing. It worked.
It worked, yeah, and it doesn't matter. And there are people who have weighed in fights that have not always weighed in correctly. You, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right.
Well, they also said the scales could have been an issue too, because Cormier was 1.2 over and Rumble was exactly 1.2 under. Yeah. So it's like this whole fiasco with the whole thing.
Do you think Rumble, by the way, quit? Do you think he just said fuck it? Like, or do you like? Because
you're talking about after the fight or during the fight?
During the fight.
Yeah, after he was too tired to be the powerful man that he is, and Cormier being as ferocious as he was, yeah, I'm going to retire after this fight. Actually, I have retired during this fight, so I'm thinking, it's been good. I'm going to get this check.
Who do you think wins the rematch of Jones and Cormier?
Man, I think Cormier. Man, it's so hard to go against Jones like that.
You're his driver.
Yeah, for a while.
But?
This man.
But you think Cormier wins?
This man has done a lot of things for me. And Cormier is my boy, so I got to go with Cormier because of the... One, he's in a new mindset. He's a different fighter. He's way more experienced, and he's been going. I mean, and he wants to win more than... I want to say this... But I don't know if it's 100% true, but I'm going with my opinion. I think he wants to beat Jones more than Jones does not want to lose to him. Okay. Because he's been disappointed by, one, the actual loss, two, the fight that was going to happen that didn't happen, the disrespect, the waiting, and people thinking that he's just holding Jones's spot, you know, on the crown's chair, on the king's chair, just until Jones gets back. And he wants to prove that's not true, more than Jones wants to prove that I'm back and I can still beat Cormier.
Colleen, you? Your opinion?
You like what I just said? I know.
I love what you said.
And I would actually love to see Cormier win, but I think Jones beats him.
That's like, when have we ever seen Jones lose?
Nope. Gustafson fight, nope. I think he won, but some people think he lost.
I actually thought Gustafson won that fight.
And then Matt Hamill fucked him up. So I'm kidding. Well, he did technically lose, but yeah. Now, Colleen, you doing pro wrestling? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, I'm training for MMA. I mean, I did pro wrestle last year, and I would like to do it again at some point. But
what's your pro wrestling name?
I just did it as my actual name last
Colleen
time.
Schreiber. You gotta do better than Colleen.
You want to come up with a pro wrestler name for me? CB doesn't get you though. If it's anything like the other nickname, he's out of this game.
Colleen, super hot and single. Bumble.
Why would you use her name?
How about the Bumble?
If she's a wrestler, don't use her name. My name, then don't use Colleen.
Use like a character name.
Yeah.
How about the Bumble Bootylicious?
Can we not have Bumble in it?
Oh yeah, no, we want that.
yeah, Colleen, no, okay, you're right.
The Horny Cougar.
That's not bad.
Oh, the Horny Cougar.
That's a good one.
What do you think?
But Cougar implies that she's old as fuck.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Horny Puma.
Ooh.
The
Puma's like a run on word.
Like a run on word?
Yeah, like you can use Puma for a couple of things. You want to pet this puma?
So what do you say? How about the puma?
We can leave out the horny.
With the puma?
The puma? Do I have to like dress up like a puma?
Colleen.
Like wrestling cat
the
ears?
Pouncing puma.
The pouncing puma.
I like the voice you said it. Yeah. Will you be the one that announces me?
Isn't that close to like right. Puma?
No.
Fuck you. We don't know. Nerd. Listen,
You're out of this conversation.
She knows who Prince Puma is. Yeah. She knows what I'm talking about.
That might be a little too similar.
All right.
Like
so,
Princess Puma?
Joe Jaggi, if you're listening to the thing, I want a Photoshop of Colleen, the pouncing Puma. Please, pronto.
Photoshop of her what?
My face on a Puma body, yes. In a wrestling ring?
Yes. I was like, doing wrestling moves, there's real fucking images of that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not what I meant, CB, but thanks. Okay, so Jessica Penne is fighting Danielle Taylor.
Who the hell's Danielle Taylor?
She's this little girl.
She fights out of Palmdale, Lancaster.
Little black girl who's...
But she trains at Saxon with Allen.
She wins a lot of her fights, but she's so frustrating because she runs the whole time backwards and just jabs.
Has she fought in the UFC before?
Yeah,
two times.
She's 1-1. But both of
them... She fought Siohe Ham.
Oh, okay.
Could have both been split. She could have won both of them.
I don't understand how she makes weight, though.
Why?
That girl, she's like...
Her butt is
she's
huge.
She's thick, like, yeah, everywhere.
But she's like 4 foot three.
I know, but like, when you see her at weigh-ins...
What weight is this at?
Oh, shit.
115. Yeah, yeah. She's 4-1 as an amateur. I mean, she seems pretty cool. She's a current job as a custody assistant at the L.A. Sheriff's Department.
Picture,
that's
please.
Pretty cool.
Picture me,
sure.
CB.
CB's on it.
Do you... here you go.
And Penne should win that fight.
I think, yeah, Penne all day.
Oh, I've seen her fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Penne, she is pretty jacked for 115.
Yeah, yeah. Penne, yeah, should beat her. Penne, yeah, needs this win. Her, yeah, last Penne two fights have been brutal.
Penne should be able to submit her.
Yeah, she's jacked 115. But yeah, she is an annoying fighter to watch.
Damn, she got some big biceps. Annoying.
But you know what? I can't hate on her. She's effective.
Yeah, stick and move.
Effective, effective, effective.
And the people, sweet
people
science.
People hate watching Ben Askren fight. I love watching him fight.
The sweet science.
You know?
Well, then there's guys who stand up and strike, but only at their risk. You know, they're only going to strike you as much as they want to strike you, like she was. She's only going to jab you enough to move out of the way. And then there's guys that take you down, and they love you. And that's sometimes what Askren does. I don't think
he's just so good at it. I mean,
he's just amazing at it. Why would I? I'm getting wins. I'm getting checks, and I'm possibly getting booed and hated along the way, which also drives the fact that people want to see me lose.
No, I think having a big head helps you. Like, his head is so big.
I thought you meant a lot of confidence for a second.
It does not help you.
Rhetorically or literally?
No, like the shape of his head.
Why would that help him?
It just seems like his chin is twice the size.
Ask Tito.
That would be way worse.
Really?
I mean, as a fighter, I want to do with a big-ass jaw and a big-ass head so I can beat the shit out of him.
I have a question for him based on yesterday because we didn't have a male fighter here to answer. But do you think growing a huge... Do you think having like a beard, especially like Roy Nelson's or Hendricks when they have big beards, do you think that pads your chin a little bit so you could take a little bit
bullshit.
More of a wallop of a punch?
I do not believe that it affects anything.
Wrong.
I just don't.
We're talking about Roy, and Roy's fucking beard is huge.
It's down here. You're not punching that.
No, but not only that, starts here. I feel like I have padding with this little thing. So.
Maybe a straight on punch. Maybe a straight on punch to the. Yeah, an uppercut. You know, because, I mean, there's
so
a lot.
Can
but
have protection.
We're talking about the reason why the brain shuts off. The reason why the brain shuts off is because your head whips too hard or whips too fast for your brain to basically even calculate it. So your brain just shuts off. Something happens at 30 miles an hour in your head, it just stops. Just shuts. What the fuck is that smell?
What?
Death. I smell death.
Oh, God.
I smell death.
Like cat piss.
What is in your refrigerator?
I don't know.
Something just
died.
Smells
like somebody had an accident somewhere.
Oh, it does smell. I don't know.
You didn't know your fridge smelled like
that?
Is
that coming from your refrigerator? I think it did.
I don't know.
Well, obviously, you got to cut that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to chop that up. All
right,
so, yeah, it might be the blue apron.
So, a little bit of, it pads it a little bit.
Maybe an uppercut, but to me, I don't think a right hook.
I'm not talking about knockout punch. I'm talking about just anything, light jet, anything.
No.
No?
The same way I don't believe
no,
hair
first
is.
First of all, you don't know where his chin starts. Okay, when you have a beard
like
that.
Okay, yes, you can't find his chin and the points that you want to hit to knock somebody out. So
that's number one. And number two, it does seem like he has cushion. I mean, that's why people grow. It seems like people grow these beards, right? You have an extra cushion, so when you hit somebody, the impact doesn't hit as hard.
Do you think fighters intentionally grow beards to have cushion?
Absolutely.
Well, Hendricks shaves his after his fight.
Bro, you got to get inside the head of a fighter just a little bit more often.
I do.
Like,
fucking
a real fighter ain't
Joe
thinking.
Rogan says
listen,
the same thing. It says you shouldn't be able to have these beards. Like, he said it. That guy's seen more fights than anybody.
I don't agree that it helps. I only agree that it helps you with the fact that you cannot find the correct place. I don't know where his chin starts and ends.
Exactly. That's another thing.
That's about it.
That hard to.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, if he's got
a
whole
sweating,
facial.
Sweating. You got fucking sweat in your eye. You're seeing double sometimes.
Yeah. The only thing I agree with is that it's harder to find the chin. But as far as like padding and stuff like, bro, it's hair. I mean,
it's a lot of hair, but
no.
All right. Okay.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I can't cut you the same. I guess.
But you don't think having like a layer that you have to go through? I mean, why do you think people have gloves? I mean, you have padding and gloves versus 8-ounce gloves. I mean, versus taking out, people take out padding. People take out padding and gloves.
You know how much hair you have to put on top of each other to get the padding of a glove?
It's still thick hair. I mean, why do you think people take out the padding and gloves when they're cheating and they're not? It's like that was not legal. There was a whole thing.
Because there's no longer any thick ass padding.
Antonio Margarito fucking won all kinds of fights by taking out padding, and then he had lost seven in a row.
But hair isn't the same thing as padding.
Nowhere near, not even close.
Like, here's the thing: it might make some small amount of difference, but it's not significant.
It's tiny. Think about this: stuffing a pillowcase full of hair. Would you still jump on that same pillowcase the same way you would if it was a pillow full of padding? Absolutely not.
That's not a bad analogy.
Absolutely not. You would be like, I'm going to hit my fucking face on that pillow
if it had no padding at all?
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the difference between padding, hair, and nothing.
I think we're in agreement that it's not that there's no difference whatsoever. It's just not a significant difference.
At all. Not enough.
I don't know. I think it is.
Other than hiding the chin, padding the chin does not happen with hair.
I don't know. I think hiding, padding. I think you should not be able to have beards.
What were the girls?
Yeah, I'm a grown ass man. You can't tell me if I want to fight, I can't grow my facial hair.
Yeah, but a commission recently made a fighter shave his beard before the.
Based on what?
Emil Meek, when he fought Jordan Meehan, the commission told him you have to shave your beard.
Why?
I don't really remember. I think it was around the 205 card.
I
had to shave it.
I just fought in a Russian organization.
Yep.
That shit ain't going down over there. I can tell you that right now.
Well, no, not there.
Because, I mean, there was 25 people on that fight. Let's say 14 Russians. Every single fucking Russian had ear-to-ear beard.
Mm. All right. Okay.
I mean, so Muslims ain't cutting their shit. I don't care what fight we're in. I don't care what country.
Joe Lozon versus Stevie Ray. Who wins this fight, Stevie?
I don't know if Stevie Ray. It's a good fight, but I think Lowe's on.
Stevie Ray just recently.
That wasn't the guy we talked to earlier.
Beat Ross Pearson in a split decision. Lost to Alan Patrick.
Lowe's on.
What?
Lowe's on.
Lowe's on wins. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. John Dodson versus Eddie Wineland this Saturday night.
I can't believe John Dodson's on this card and he's like four fights down from the main.
And you can't even see him. I think
he knocks out Eddie first.
Eddie Wineland's pretty good. He used to be really good. He's also a fireman.
Picture me, please.
Eddie Wineland. He's coming off two wins over Frankie Sands, knocked him out, and also knocked out Mizugaki in one round.
I think
so lost to Brian Caraway, lost to Johnny Eduardo.
Yeah, he's going to lose.
Dodson by KO in the first.
You're going to lose a Dodson.
Sam Alvey versus Talos Latis.
Tough fight.
Colleen? Talos Latis is the guy who's been around forever.
Yeah.
Didn't he lose to... what's
Sam Alvey's just so adorable.
Mm-hmm. Talos Latis lost to...
I'm picking Sam because I like Smiley.
Yeah.
Smiley? Okay, all right. Yeah, Dustin
Talos
Ortiz versus...
Who?
Didn't Latis lose to Mayhem's friend in like that other organization? Mayhem.
Oh, he did a long time ago. Matt Horwich.
Yeah, he lost to Matt Horwich.
Baby?
You know, so did he ever have that Purple People pool party?
Brandon Moreno, assassin. He actually lost on The Ultimate Fighter, came back, won in one round against Louis Smolka, which I lost money on.
And then fight of the night.
Lost to Ryan Benoit, split decision, fighting Dustin Ortiz. Ortiz is a good fighter.
I think Moreno.
Moreno wins?
Possibly by submission.
Really?
Oh, that dude from Phoenix, huh?
Moreno or Dustin Ortiz? Moreno.
Yeah.
Gotta go with Moreno. I like him.
Ortiz has a win over Zach
Ortiz
Markowski.
Is Rufus Sport.
And he follows me.
He follows you? Okay. Well,
I got Moreno by sub. OJ I think fan. Dustin's biggest thing is his wrestling, and Moreno can neutralize wrestling.
Okay, and then finally, a fight. Cindy Dandois, the Barn Cat.
That's this weekend?
Is taking on Alexis Davis.
Yeah.
From Canada.
Shit.
Who wins this fight?
Man, Cindy's like... Alexis should, but Cindy pulls off some weird, crazy shit sometimes and hasn't been beaten in a while.
Cindy can just like
the girl yesterday. Heather Joe Clark said Cindy's going to win. Do you think Cindy's going to win?
Well, they train together.
I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like Alexis should win that fight, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cindy ended up submitting her.
All right, okay.
I'm going with what the Pouncing Puma said.
And she loves black dudes. Loves black dudes.
Oh, yeah, definitely with the Pouncing Puma.
Okay, a Pouncing Puma.
I think it was Cindy Dandois. I'm not saying I don't.
Brian Barberena. Love that dude. Bam Bam. He's a guy who beat Sage Northcutt and beat Warley Alves He lost his last fight to Colby Covington, our boy Colby. He's fighting Joe Proctor.
Yo, hold on. So Sage is at what weight?
Now 155 again.
What was he at?
170.
For like two fights, and he's lost. He's never won at welterweight.
He was going up and
why
down.
Why the Okay.
So Joe Proctor has not fought since 2015.
He's been a while.
He beat Justin Edwards. Lost.
How bad did that kid lose to Covington?
It was pretty close, but Covington won unanimous. It was a war.
It was
though.
Pretty close.
It was a war.
Barbara.
But all three judges saw it won the way.
Yeah.
It was actually a really good.
Colby's
fight.
Good. You don't think Colby's good?
Well, I think tough. Colby's He's good. Gritty. I'm trying to figure out your saying of it was close, but it was unanimous.
Yeah.
That's not close.
Sometimes.
No, it can absolutely be close, but unanimous.
Thank you. Tell him, Pounce and Puma.
We'll agree.
Okay, say we're fighting. We have a close first round, but you win, right? It's close, but you win. Say we have a close second round, but I win, and then a close third round, but you win. So, like, it's still a close fight, but you clearly won the first and second.
Yes, I agree. You have changed my opinion.
You could also barely win all three rounds. It's still a close fight. It's 30-27.
That's where I don't agree. Okay, now I do agree with me winning one, you winning one. But if I pitch a shutout, if I dominate you for three rounds,
but we're not talking about dominating. We're talking about winning.
If I pitch a shutout, if every round I win, I don't have to dominate it. If every round I win, whether it's a close round or not, if every round I win, then I have just pitched a shutout to a good fighter.
Well, that one fight that we saw, the guy who got really mad at you, Saad Awad, what's his name? The fight that he
lost. Yeah, Saad and Derek Anderson.
Yeah, that was a close fight, but it was
30-27.
But I thought it was a close fight.
It can happen. I mean, dude, anything. You also got to think.
I'm not as stubborn as you, so I'll open. Yeah, right.
But Bubba. Also, look at how fucking shitty judging is. So it does happen. It doesn't mean it's the right decision, but it fucking happens.
Yeah, definitely.
And then my boy Matt Schnell was fighting Danger. He was in the TV show Caged. He's a good guy. He's Poirier's like best friend and training partner. He's fighting Hector Sandoval. Kid Alex. Who's Hector Sandoval?
What weight are these guys?
Schnell's back to, I think, 125.
These are 125ers?
He's Dustin Poirier's best friend?
Yeah. They trained together, Schnell, and he fought at 135 against Rob Font at the Ultimate Fighter that we were at.
He got knocked out.
And he got just beat. And I love Matt Schnell. He's super cool dude.
All right, let's go with Schnell.
Yeah, I got Matt Schnell. I got Danger.
And then a couple fights coming up. Chiesa versus Kevin Lee. I think that's a great fight. Who do you think wins this fight?
Are you asking Brown?
Yes.
Are you asking Brown?
Oh, come on. Just because he's black. But who do you think wins?
I think it's more one-sided than people believe.
You think Kevin Lee runs through him?
No, I think the other way around.
Chiesa runs through Kevin Lee?
I think Chiesa with the wrestling, they both have great wrestling, but Chiesa's got way better jiu-jitsu.
Kevin Lee is a fucking, look at us on a tear.
I know he is, and I'm nothing against Kevin Lee, but you'd have to pick one or the other, and I think Chiesa
always
is going to
bet on black.
So you think Kevin Lee?
Got to.
Because he's black?
It's a black man cold.
Isn't he half black?
Have you ever picked up a handful of sugar? Right?
Yeah.
And just watch how it just falls apart in your hand. And then pick up a handful of brown sugar and you just watch how it just sticks together. Brown's got to stick together, baby.
Was that
Brown's
got to stick together.
That was the weirdest analogy I've ever heard.
Pick up white sugar. Pick up white sugar. It's just going to fall apart like your hand like sand. Pick up brown sugar. It's going to clump together.
Or you'd be like John
together.
Jones and snort the sugar. All right. So now, okay. Who else? Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier. Fight coming up.
Eddie Alvarez. Oh, man, that's a hard pick. That is a good fight. Man, who match made that?
Who are we picking? Eddie Alvarez coming off a huge loss to Conor McGregor, but made $500,000.
I think Alvarez takes that, but that's going to be a good fight.
Over Dustin?
Yeah.
I just like Dustin's boxing. It's so crisp and clean. He's clean with it. You know what I mean? He's not a brawler like you would think a brawler would, you know, like the way he likes to fight and knock people out and get knocked out, you would think he's a brawler, but he's like real clean with his boxing.
Colin Poirier then?
He's Colin Poirier. It's your American top team.
I
the other guy's a wrestler.
When is this
but
fight
I know
happening?
Eddie. I know Eddie.
When is that fight coming up? Oh, Eddie, it's right here. It's on May 13th.
I'll go with DP. Damn.
Dustin Poirier.
Sorry, Eddie, I didn't. You know.
Wow, then he's number 9. Eddie's number 3.
Yeah.
All right, Stipe versus JDS. Stipe.
The rematch.
You? Colleen?
Who's JDS?
Junior Dos Santos.
Stipe. Junior Dos Santos. Stipe.
JDS won the first one, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, I like Stipe.
And it was very close. Stipe. That was another one.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I just fucked it up again. Against Jessica Andrade. I got...
Yo, Jacek.
I got the upset.
You really? Grudge?
Yeah. I've been calling
How
it
do you
for
think
months. Possibly knockout.
No.
TKO.
No, man.
I mean, she's looking like
Claudia dropped Joanna, and Jessica hits way fucking harder. And she came down from 135, so she had the power at 135, and now she's lower. I think Jessica can do it.
How's she even making this fucking weight?
She's already had three fights.
Yeah.
She fought Angela Hill. She knocked out, or she submitted JoJo Calderwood.
Yeah.
She submitted JoJo, and she knocked, fucking destroyed Jessica Penne. But her first at 115 was Jessica Penne, and she fucked her up.
I like Joanna in this fight. Damian Maia versus Masvidal.
Maia's been done.
Really?
No way.
Over Maia.
Yes.
Colleen?
Maia.
I got Maia.
Maia.
Oh, now, is that because he's a former teammate of yours?
That's because my boy.
That's your boy. You can't.
But if he wasn't your boy and you were just being analytical about it.
I hate picking against Maia because I always get it wrong.
Yeah.
I get it wrong. I thought.
Just don't pick against Maia.
Yeah, that's very true. But in this situation, I have to.
Frankie Edgar.
And I liked the hype and the climb that Masvidal is on. So he'll stay away from his jiu-jitsu.
No, yeah. It's going to end.
He'll stay away from his jiu-jitsu.
Frankie Edgar versus Yair Rodriguez. I'm picking Edgar all day long. Come on.
No, I'm picking Frankie, but that's like...
another...
So here's the thing.
You can't deal with Frankie's wrestling.
Yeah, but when Yair beat BJ, I put on Twitter...
BJ was 97 years old.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm talking about. When Yair beat BJ, I put on Twitter that Yair mentioned, I want a tough test, I want top five. And I said... Edgar, and everybody was like, no, Lamas, Bermuda,
so you
these
made this
guys.
Fight happen?
No, but oh. I was like, this would be the ultimate fucking test, and Edgar's coming off of surgery. This is an unbelievable fight. Edgar's way too fast. Wrestling's better.
All right, Colleen?
This is the young, long kid.
Yeah.
Really long kid.
Yeah,
that knocked out Andre Feely. Yeah. With that, yeah. Like,
but barely beat Bruce Leroy.
I don't think he barely beat. We were at that fight.
No,
we
weren't.
No, that was in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It was also at Elevation, right. But what about the
Bruce Leroy, we were at the Bruce Leroy when he yeah. beat up your boy Cole Miller.
Yes, I remember that. I'll go with Frankie.
Henry Cejudo versus Sergio Pettis. Cejudo all day.
Yeah, Cejudo. Yeah. What about one that we haven't discussed? It's one of the most exciting fights.
What's
if it
that?
Happens. Lawler and Cowboy.
Let's wait till it gets.
Is it happening?
It's official.
It's official?
No, it's official for 213.
Ooh.
When's that?
213, I think. That's not the Brazil.
That's not a hard pick for me.
That's not a hard pick for you. Why? Who do you think wins?
Lawler. He's too big, too strong. Hits hard.
And Cowboy has not.
I still think it's a fucking.
What is Cowboy going to do to him that everyone else has not tried to do to Lawler?
More kicks. More kicks. There hasn't been a lot of, like. There hasn't been a lot of guys throwing head kicks at fucking Robbie Lawler.
Because his head's too fucking big.
What about your boy Dos Anjos getting a 170 fight against Tarek Saffiedine?
I'm actually going to Singapore to train with him. We're leaving soon.
Yeah. Are you going to that? Are you going to be at that? Are you going to corner him or be at the fight?
I won't be at the fight because we fight same night.
With who? Dos Anjos?
Yeah.
Max Holloway versus Aldo. Max Holloway, right?
Max Holloway.
No.
Aldo?
Aldo's broken. Holloway.
He's not broken. He beat Frankie Edgar in his last next fight.
Aldo,
last fight.
Yeah, but it didn't look as, you know.
He beat Frankie Edgar.
He had to fight Frankie Edgar. How is it supposed to look?
The way he looked didn't look as good the first time.
Okay, I understand.
I think Holloway.
No, I hear
Holloway's
you.
On
I hear
the
you.
Up and up. Like,
and yes, that. Holloway is hard. Man, that's
that
a man. Is this all on the same card?
This is all this week, this Saturday night.
No,
I'm kidding.
This is spread out.
This is UFC 212 in Brazil.
We've gone through like three different cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I was about to say.
I never see you. I got to get your opinion.
No, that's awesome.
All right.
I got Aldo. I can't go against Aldo. But I would not even be the closest or the bit at surprise if Holloway beats him.
Max you, Colleen?
I think Aldo wins that fight.
Derek Lewis versus Mark Hunt. UFC Fight Night. Saturday, June 10th.
Oh, my fucking God.
You just came?
Easy.
I think the entire country, world, UFC fans just, like, nutted in their pants.
Okay, if you could... All right.
All right, here we go. Right. Here we go with the stupid fucking...
I'm confused why CB
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, you get to bang...
he loves it.
What I do?
Okay, CB. It. All right, you get to bang...
She's trying to figure out why you just nutted in your pants.
Yeah.
Mark Hunt versus Derek Lewis? That's like...
All right, you get to bang Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, and... Megan Fox all at the same time, or you hang out with Conor McGregor for a couple hours,
or
you get to sit in the octagon, but like in your own little time capsule, so they
like a shark tank,
like a shark tank,
like a fucking shark tank
for the Lewis Hunt fight.
I'm gonna get with Connor.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're of course, such a,
I don't really. Dude, that. first off, let's see. First off, in this hypothetical situation, I'm not like super attracted to Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and definitely not Megan Fox.
You're an idiot.
And I don't really like. I'm not one that's like super into every fucking fight. I'd rather be at home.
I agree with him. Like, other than Megan Fox, the other two are like little ass girls. All
right, okay, all right. Who
like, I'm not into girls. I'm into women.
Change, dude.
But I'm not. All right, okay. Megan Fox. She looks annoying as fuck.
Megan Fox. All right, who are some hot ones? I don't know. Who's some hot ones?
I feel like his answer's still going to be Connor. You can pick the hot girls you can think of.
What a stupid fucking. He hasn't figured it out yet.
Yeah, like, you should know this, Adam.
I know, but it's pathetic, dude.
It's pathetic.
It's sad.
Dude, if I really wanted to.
Have foursomes. Instead, he's hanging out with Connor.
Adam,
yo, not everybody likes to put their dick on the line like you do. Maybe some people like to have experience.
Impregnated.
Yeah, but I'm not saying his decision is pathetic. I'm saying I'd probably go with something else different.
What would you go with? Fucking go. All right, going to a Black Lives Matter meeting.
A Trump rally.
I'm not going to that shit.
A Trump rally.
I ain't going to that shit either.
Wait, you don't. You're not part of BLM.
I mean, I'm black. I mean. By association, I have to be. But right. I'm not going to a fucking meeting.
Well, really? Adam, it's been great talking to you. We really love to have you on the show.
Why would I go to a Black Lives Matter meeting?
You've got a show coming up this weekend.
What are you guys doing?
Good food? I don't know. You have good points? Interesting points?
No.
All right. So
if I wanted to go to Singapore, I would fucking pay for the flight and pay for the fights and be sitting cage side.
Yeah. All right, but we talking about
you forgot he's a baller, bro.
But about, all
right,
yeah,
you forgot.
All right,
CB Gold. Is
all right, Derek Brunson versus Dan Kelly's on this card.
Oh, by the way, DeSantis fucks up Saffredine because I'm in his camp.
But I think he will.
I think
it's his debut fight. He looks good.
I think Mark Hunt gets knocked out. I mean, I think Mark Hunt knocks out Derek Lewis. Unfortunately,
stop it,
dude.
Stop it.
We've seen Lewis's chin tested. No. Mark Hunt doesn't get knocked out except for a spinning wheel kick from JDS
and a knee by Overeem.
And then the knee by Overeem.
Except for those times but, he got knocked out.
No, but Derek Lewis, like,
he's
too wild. He got knocked out by a forearm from Mitrione. Like, Lewis's chin, like, this fight ain't leaving the first round. And if it does, you're going to see two guys fall over on their fucking
Mark
face.
Mark has not looked good in a long time. Let's be honest.
No. Lewis is going to win, and then we'll get a great post-fight speech.
Let's
Ronda Rousey, wear your sexy ass.
Mark Hunt's the man, but he just has not been good.
This is my opinion, and I am entitled to it.
The Black Beast.
He can't even win a lawsuit.
Is not losing to Hunt.
He can't even win a lawsuit right now. Mark Hunt. All right, the Black Beast. Dan Kelly versus Derek Brunson.
Brunson.
It'd be funny if Brunson got knocked out, though.
And then... Why would that be funny?
I don't even know who Dan Kelly is. Because
fucking Dan Kelly's the big Colleen. Dan's the big Australian judo guy.
Oh, yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's got dad bod, but he'll fucking knock your head off.
He's not afraid of Barnett. All right, so Holland.
He will be.
He actually beat up Barnett's grandfather.
He's not afraid because he's in Australia.
I don't know, man. Dan Kelly. All right, so Holly Holm versus Betch Gaheya.
Holly fucks her up. Gaheya's not a good fighter.
Oh, my gosh. That is so easy.
Betch, she's one of the best boxers in MMA.
Yo, since I've seen her jump in the cage, I'm over her. Like that one time when she was about to fight Ronda and she jumped half a centimeter off the ground, thinking she was doing something.
What about that? Like,
I just cannot get with her no more.
That horrible twerk she was doing after the fucking last fight. She got a decision and she's dancing all over the place.
I've been over her for a while. Didn't see the twerk. I'm glad I didn't. She's got a what?
I'm just kidding.
What?
So, all right. Who do we have here? And finally,
Cyborg and Jermaine.
How many fucking fight cards are we going?
BJ Penn versus Dennis Seaver.
Stop it. BJ's gonna destroy Seaver.
Stop it.
You think so?
Yes.
Two old fuckers. Just stop
the
fight.
Why is that
fight
even
stop
Why is BJ still
fighting?
They're
going
to gas on the way to the cage. They're going to touch gloves. It's going to be over.
Just
double knockout.
They're waiting to get sued. I figured it out just right now. BJ is going to fight. Everyone knows that he shouldn't fight. And then he's going to sue the UFC and get a check.
Oh, he needs the money. The guy he owns Hawaii.
He does pretty much own Hawaii.
All right. The Iron Lady, Myrna Meraz versus Carla Esparza.
Wait, Iron Lady's Jermaine Durand to me.
Yeah. No one else gets to take that fucking name.
This is the two ladies are good at ironing. So Marina Meraz versus Carla Esparza.
Marina Meraz.
Who wins this fight, Colleen?
I don't know who Marina Meraz is.
She's the one. She beat Heather Jo Clark.
This game is very easy. If I don't know the other guy or the other woman,
I think Carla gets upset.
Picking the one person I know.
Well, I think Marina beats her.
And if it's black, I'm betting on black. And if they're my friend, I'm betting on that too. You guys haven't seen this. This concept is very easy.
On like opposite ends, then what do you do?
Like what? If there's a black guy versus a black guy and they're both my friends and I know both of them?
He picks the blacker guy.
No, then it goes down to criteria.
He's team light skin.
Then
we get to the logistics of
Bubba,
fighting.
He said that he'd pick the darker black guy, but I said you're team light skin.
Why, Bubba? You're kind of like in between.
Yo, I got a nice little reddish caramel tint to me, dog. Like, well, easy up.
Reddish
on that,
caramel
on that
tint,
black beast.
Egyptian cinnamon.
I'm a little bit lighter.
I gotta ask your cousin. All right, Tim Bodes versus Johnny Hendricks.
Why is this a fight? What a random, like, let's just put two guys at Hendricks.
I don't know, man.
Hendricks.
I think Hendricks wins too.
Both just like 700 years old.
He was a 4-time state champion of Maine.
Yeah, but do you think he's going to out-wrestle the fucking... You think he's going to out-wrestle Johnny
you
Hendricks?
You didn't just say that shit out loud, did you?
Johnny Hendricks has that big beard, so he can't be knocked out.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true. Justine Kush versus Felice Herrig.
Kush. Because I love the last name.
Yeah, it's Kish,
it's
right?
Kish.
It's Kish.
Wow, well, then I'm going with the other
fight?
Girl.
I don't really know if I've seen Justine Kish fight.
I was at her at one of your fights, actually, in Victor. We were hanging out. Very cool girl. I think she might
she
be
was
homeless.
At her title fight, I think.
Actually, I did see her fight.
Colleen's fight against Tanya, remember? She was wearing that little, like, the hottest
yes,
thing.
Yes, that's what I just remembered her from.
You could see her, like,
as soon as you said Invicta, and I thought about her outfit.
I was looking.
I remember. My son was there.
Oh, cool.
I got
yeah,
we had a great time.
Fucking
you almost won
dick.
That fight. You had that kick that was like oh, so fucking close.
I remember that.
It's all good.
I almost don't mean shit.
Yeah. Well.
Dream tried a double leg and headbutted
Listen,
you in the nuts.
Listen, that is our podcast today, Bubba. What do you got coming up, man?
Yo, I'm fighting June 17th, I believe.
Where?
A B C D E F.
ACB in Manchester. Wow. And then I'm fighting at the end of June in LA. I'm going to Singapore. Fight camp's going great. I'm be at Chuck E. Cheese this weekend, getting crazy with my son, and that's about it.
Colleen, what do you got?
I got a fight coming up. Should be in July.
Nice. Let's
get more details out on that soon.
CB,
so
find this out. Okay, I need you to find this. Get on it, CB. All right. Hang on your fucking dumpster if you have to. All right, you got investigative reporting.
I'm going to talk to the chickens.
Right, talk to the chickens.
The chickens know everything.
So if Colleen, if guys want to go out... No, I'm not even going there.
Don't, all right, yeah. I think you've gone there enough.
CB, what do you got coming up, CB?
Nothing.
Awesome. All right, I will be at
Graphmaster.
Graphmaster.
Yeah, nothing. There's
a
no
new
fans.
Nickname and Twitter change.
No local
I also
fans.
Have Pouncing Puma, my pro wrestling...
Yes, the Pouncing Puma.
That's
I love
coming up
that
too.
Nickname. It's a good one.
I will be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach this Saturday night. Laugh Factory. Next week, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin. I'm going to see Zach Esposito. You know him?
Yes, I know Zach Esposito.
I love Zach. He's a good dude. I'll be there all week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In May, I got a bunch of gigs coming up in Fresno. I'm at the Shanty Bar and Grill June 1st. July, Fight Week, at the LA Comedy Club in Vegas, and then in Fort Myers, Off the Hook Comedy Club, July 13th to the 16th. Then Penguins Comedy Club in September, as well as the Blue Room in Springfield, Missouri. I want to thank everyone that came in. Ray Rodriguez, I want to thank you, buddy. 7-fight winning streak, good job. As well as Zach Cummings, the man, the myth, the legend. Colleen Schneider, you look beautiful. You look healthy. I'm so happy to be your friend. Honestly, you're an amazing woman. You're an inspiration to all women everywhere. Little girls look up to you. You're a fighter. You're a nerd. You're a thespian. You got everything going for you. People like you. The girls want to be you. Guys want to date you. If I had a daughter, I want to be just like you. So I'm telling you.
That was
you.
A little over the top, but thank you.
That was like really, really close to Sable's promo back in like the Attitude Era of like, girls want to be me and guys want to be with me. That's what it fucking sounded like.
Should that be part of my Pouncing Puma promo?
Are you going to like restart the whole?
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Jenkins.
I'm out of your fight.
Bubba Jenkins, I'm happy you're okay, man.
Yeah, man. I wish I can be here a lot more often, but... I haven't changed. You have, Adam.
What?
You changed the location. You changed the time.
Starting in May. Starting in May.
He lost weight, too.
All my fans, all my MMA roasted fans that Adam got me I'm sad that I have not been here more
starting
often.
Starting in May, we're going to be on four camera shoot podcast twice a week at a new studio in Burbank. So people will be able to see.
Where is Burbank?
It's closer to you.
It's a couple miles east of here.
Yeah, because it took me about an hour and 37 minutes to get here. I'm in Gardena.
I train in Gardena.
Yeah.
Where do you train?
CMMA, California Martial Arts.
We talked about this in the beginning.
I didn't know that was in Gardena.
Well, we established it was Chaz Gym. I don't know if I said that.
But you also train with his wrestling team, right? Don't you? Well, wrestling, Calvary Chapel, right? You coach?
Costa Mesa. She doesn't come in there. I haven't seen her.
I thought you went to train at Calvary Chapel.
No.
Did you train with the high school wrestling team you told me to?
I was in Brea a while ago. Oh. Brea. Not Calvary Chapel.
That's not even
close.
I'll
come train with your high school wrestling
team. We never had hot girls.
We got some jiu-jitsu girls in there and stuff.
I had some weird fucking... Honestly, a horrible wrestling story. This fucking guy, this doctor, his kid like wrestled for the team like 15 years before. He used to come to practice. It was kind of weird to have an old guy come to practice, you know? And then one day I was in the shower... And he was like, hey, you got some soap on your back. And he came over and started rubbing the soap.
You're a liar.
And I just fucking ran out of there. I was like, I got to go. And then he got fired. I told someone he got fired. So, yeah. True story. Anyway, that's our podcast today.
That's a great way to end it. You know what, Adam? It's been great having you on MMA Roasted today. We wish you the best. Good luck in your next show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got a wedding coming up. You're losing weight.
Yeah.
Your hair looks great.
Oh, yeah, not really. Thank you.